People, here we are, the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsNadD.com studios, winding you, wrapping you into the weekend, and all the usual entertainment that doesn't exist in this COVID summer. God, the summer's almost over, man.
No.
I can't believe that.
This year is just the worst.
You know, I still, when I see back to school stuff, it like, I get the sick feeling in my stomach like I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, that was, wasn't that the worst? Back to school. Ah!
Well,
will this horrible year never end?
Just remember, a lot of people aren't going back to school. So.
It's true. No. But they still need the supplies. I just sort of felt like the stores were rubbing it in.
Yeah, they kind of were in a way.
And we had... I think we always went back after Labor Day.
Yeah.
In the olden days. That's not true anymore, is it?
No. Well, I don't know. You know, in Michigan for a long time, wasn't it a law because of the tourism here in the state? Yeah.
Don't you know you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day?
Well, it should be after Labor Day. I mean, it's one last chance to...
No,
to get the family together.
No, school should be all year.
As Tom Brenneman would say, head out to the capital.
What capital would that be?
That would be the cunt capital, no kidding. What was he doing, man?
I don't know.
I love how he keeps his broadcast voice through the entire apology. I've been able to wear this headphones again.
I told Brandon, I think this...
Fag capitals of the world.
Oh, there it is. There's Tom Brenneman. I told Brandon, I think this is my favorite sports highlight of the year. His apology.
I have to agree, because it's just incredible that Nick Castellanos hits a home run while he's apologizing for saying the word F-A-G for no apparent reason. And it's like, hey, that was a hot black.
It's amazing.
Why was he saying it anyway, though? Wait, is Kansas City the gay capital?
Well, I don't know. Where was
when?
Where was Cincinnati
I don't know
going
what the context.
Next?
Yeah.
Was he talking about Kansas City?
And nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Do we know anyone in Kansas City? Who do we know in Kansas City?
Tiger Suit Guy. Doesn't he live in Kansas City?
Oh, yes, he does. Do we have his number, Brandon? Is there any chance of that?
We have...
I want to find some... Or we call Harrison, Kansas City, and ask them if it is the fag capital.
Oh.
I don't want to use that word, but...
It was a quote.
Just quoting Tom Brenneman.
They're also going... Let's see. They're going to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Is that the capital? I don't know.
No, I mean, obviously we've heard people allude to San Francisco on the west side and Atlanta on the east side.
What does he say in the clip? Let's play the Cole clip.
Okay. So here, check out the screen. It looks like it's, you know, Fox Sports Detroit, but it's Fox Sports whatever, and they're coming back from a commercial break. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's muted. Oh!
That's as long as it gets.
Wait, this, here comes the transition. Roll it again.
Oof. Wow.
That's all the context there is? We don't have any longer than that? Just that?
No, that's all that's
okay.
All he said.
Oh, boy, he got unlucky.
But it's not the...
Reds live, everybody!
This part's not the highlight. The highlight is when the fifth inning comes and they decide, okay. All right, he can't finish this game.
Hold that. That's the fifth inning of the second game, isn't it?
Yes. Well, okay. he said it in between the games.
Don't you love, though, the skill at which he's like, then I put it in her ass. And we're back live.
Reds everybody.
The line looks like one run, three hits, no errors. For St. Louis, we got two runs, five hits, no errors.
So first question. How did he make it through? What inning was it? Was it the fifth inning when his apology came? Is that what it was?
Correct.
Of the second
of
game,
the second
though.
Game.
He finished the first game. It took them all this time to go, fag? Is that bad? Oh, it's not cunt. I mean, he could have said the N-word. Imagine these executives.
You think they had that debate?
Plus,
And somebody calls in there, Tom, please don't say the N-word or that F-word you used or cunt before we make a decision here.
Can I use the R-word?
It's just really weird that he's doing that whole game. Can you imagine how shitty? I mean, he's obviously done a million games. His dad did Redskins
forever.
His kid
does games too, doesn't he?
Is there another Brenneman?
Yeah, Marty. Or is that his dad?
That's his dad, I think. That's his dad, okay. It probably is a fucking kid. I hate these broadcast families. Get out of here.
Get out of your books.
So, and then the apology is so
The apology
funny
is just so awesome.
Because Castellanos hits a home run. And he stays with that voice all the time. You know, I used a chirp earlier today, and it looks like it's a career. I may never wear these headphones again. You may never hear my voice describing Cincinnati Reds baseball again. Hey, there's a drive by Castellanos. Look at that. It's going to be out of here, folks.
No,
yes,
Drew,
I need something that is beyond. I'm a God-fearing man.
Drew, you are doing it with way more enthusiasm than he did for I mean, it would have been better if he, because he's really somber about the apology. It would have been great. Yeah. And Castellanos goes deep! it's the greatest home run call because
he has that broadcast, that voice,
stupid
though.
Voice. It's a terrible voice.
I did something earlier today that, frankly, I can't believe I did it. I said a terrible word. I offended some people, and if you were hurt by that, I can't be sorry enough.
A couple of people.
I don't know if I'll ever wear these headphones.
I know.
The headphones. Oh, my God. He might never wear the headphones. He might never hear his voice in those headphones again. Talking about the Reds.
I bet he wasn't wearing it when that mic was hot.
My dad said you ruined baseball.
There are,
And by the way, for clarification, the FAG, capital of the world, I was referring to is San Francisco. Yeah. That Kansas City is some people have speculated. So the folks in Kansas City. I apologize for that. Somebody, there's a drive in the alley.
And here comes the 0-2. Some of my best friends are gay. And ball. What if he just throws in the blanket? Because, honestly, the apology is only because he got caught. It's the only reason he's apologizing.
I don't talk that way. That's not B. And that ball is low. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And he takes a stretch.
Runner on first. I love watching two men kissing. And there he goes, off to second. There's nothing quite like two men embracing and a naked hug. And strike two.
What's the professional
movie? What's the movie that won the Oscar that didn't
Don't
win the Oscar?
Don't use bad words. I got friends that are homosexuals.
I think it's a movie about gayness. Is it Moonlight?
Moonlight won, yeah. Yep.
Anyway, enough of this apology. I will have my headphones on for the rest of the apology anyway. But there's ball two. And I did get a little hard watching Moonlight. I just want to pass that along here as I do apologize for all the pain I may have brought on people.
And
I really don't talk about that way.
I'll be stepping out of the booth now, finishing the game for the rest of the day. Will be my best friend of the world, Alaska.
I've never even been up there.
Well, they replaced him with Alaska.
Who
did they replace him with? That's amazing. And why is this guy in the building when no one's supposed to be in the building?
I figured
probably the radio play-by-play.
Yeah, I figured they bought the guy from radio. Or
radio getting the shaft again.
Or maybe, can you imagine? Wait, who are they playing the Reds?
Kansas City. What a pointless.
They go over to the Royals. Hey, we're going to be short of play-by-play guy game, too. Could you spare somebody for us? Ty Bradman just hauled off and said, F-A-G on a hot mic.
I'll be the right one. Way to go, thumb.
And that guy's going, well, since that is a slightly bigger market than Kansas City, I think that's a great idea for me career-wise. I got to put up a sizzle reel.
No, you had a good point there. What's up with thumb, Mark?
Oh,
you're
thumb?
Right,
yeah.
Thom. Now his name is Thomas. Do you know anybody named Thomas who
goes
like, I don't
Thom?
Know, maybe Thomas Masaway? Who does he go by Thom Masaway?
No, I know that is weird. Oh, Thom Masaway is tight with.
He loves him.
Tom Brenneman.
Thom.
I
want to say that we got Brenneman on all the time in the sports radio days.
Well, you know who his football partner is.
What did he say before he got on the air?
I just can't remember.
He says, Brandon, you've got a pretty mouth.
I just can't recall if it was Derry or if it was Masaway that loved Brenneman.
I really think we should get Nick Castellanos on the Hall Financial Hotline to see if he's watched the replay.
So bizarre. He did hit that
okay,
ball.
We got to play. By the way, not only is this all going on, but the Cincinnati Reds are throwing a no-hitter against the Royals while the game's going on.
That's a good way to take the attention away from that unfortunate rebound last night. But Thom Brenneman.
I don't know what all the hubbub is about. It's not like I mentioned a no-hitter going on right now. More people would be mad if he mentioned the no-hitter than saying, you know, what he said.
We have not played the. By the way, we've not played the apology yet. We got to play the apology in a second.
It's so,
and also,
it's so funny.
We've played Thom's voice on our show before. With do we have that clip?
Thom, yeah. Which is the first thing I said to you when we were talking about the story via text.
It's unfortunate.
The fire of Tim Tebow, who is the unquestioned greatest leader in college football today. What an unbelievable player and an even more impressive young man. You know, in such a cynical, sarcastic society, oftentimes looking for the negative on anybody or anything. If you're fortunate enough to spend 5 minutes or 20 minutes around Tim Tebow, your life is better for it. Timeout on the field.
Apparently, that is a shelf life.
Yes.
Unless Tebow. You
know. I didn't get to spend those 5 to 20 minutes with Tim Tebow, or I would never would have said that.
Do you want to play the apology, or do you want to
just... Capitals of the world.
Oh, boy.
Let me mention that water is everywhere in your home, and Facebook Live is brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated, who are hoping to get water out of your home when it does sneak in somewhere, whether it's a bad sink, washing machine, under the dishwasher, behind the fridge, or that flood in the basement. Keep an eye out for water in your home, not just floods. Water is the enemy. Emergency Response Services Incorporated will help you. And remember the mold. It frequently leaves behind. I know. It sucks. We have a celebrity hoarder to talk about in the show today, too.
Oh,
another
boy,
tease
yeah.
for you. 877-877-JAB-DUD. This is the kind of thing you might hear Tom Redman do it to pass a tab since he's not going to have his headphones on listening to himself call Reds games.
Speaking of jobs being done, my job is now done. I'm going to hand it off to Alaska doing the rest of the game.
I'm about to lose my job. Or visit 877-JAB-DUD.com for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. And hey, it's another big weekend in Royal Oak, and so many of you, many of you, still have those $20 Royal Oak bucks. They're good. You can spend them damn near anywhere in Royal Oak. There's hardly a restaurant or a retail place that's not involved. In fact, I haven't heard anyone who has not been able to use the Royal Oak bucks. So there you go. Go from 5 p.m. till 2 a.m. on Thursday and Friday, and you can use that Lyft code. Mm-hmm. G-O-2-R-O to get $10 off your Lyft ride, and you can use it going home, too. So you're not going to be stuck in Royal Oak with your Royal Oak bucks. And Lyft, by the way, works from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. So if you want to do retail, if you want to run around and check out some stores, do a little shopping, get some lunch at Lily's, get some barbecue at Lockhart's. I see a lot of people using these things for Lockhart's. I haven't been there.
Oh, good.
Check it out. And the Pumpkin.
You know, Royal Oak's a fine town. I myself prefer Ferndale by my redemption tour, Tom Brenneman here.
I just hope Ferndale doesn't become Royal Oak. As is, maybe you've seen the signs on Dyed by a Road, they say, we don't want to be the next Royal Oak, which is kind of a shot.
Does his apology make the situation far worse?
After that, yeah.
I mean, Castellano's home run makes the apology far worse.
Well, I've never heard anyone referring to the fact that they will likely be... Has anyone ever referred to the fact they'll likely be fired in their apology?
No. No, I saw on Twitter...
On a sporting event.
A couple of people called it a walk-off apology.
That's really good. I like that.
Yeah.
It was. Walk-off as it turns apology. Out, because he was fired today. He was first suspended.
He was...
Fag capitals of the world.
Oh, jeez.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
That right there is
you
the head of Fox Sports Ohio. Job.
So what inning was that when he said the blank capital?
Top of the when he said that was between games. Between games.
That was
header.
Between games?
Yeah, because, you know, it's COVID, so we have double headers.
I thought out of that blank capital, he was like, hey, we're back live.
He did. He said so back with, it's called Reds Live. It's like their pregame, postgame show.
So he had to do 5 innings after
knowing,
saying that, going,
knowing that,
oh,
went
I can't
over.
Believe I said FH. Wow. I can't believe I said that.
Oh,
at least I didn't say the N word. I guess that would have been worse. Add 2-0 now.
Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
What? Don't bring the roofing company into this club.
Well, they get a lot of plugs.
Someone else.
Hey, should we call them? What do we call the roofing company?
What's the name of them, Brandon?
Ray.
Someone point. Ray's Roofing. Play it again. Let's just hear
Ray's Roofing.
Let's just hear the whole thing again.
Plugs.
Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
Ray Sinclair?
I got it.
Is it Sinclair?
Larry Sinclair's brother, Ray.
Fag capital.
Obama and Larry Sinclair.
It just
What is
it? Doesn't get any better.
Don't you want to know what the other rest of that conversation is? There's so much. Where's the oral history of Tom Brennan saying this? I want to hear from everybody involved.
I think there will be, because it went on for five innings. There's a lot of people.
No.
Hey, did you hear what Tom said? What did he say?
Well, we can't pull Tom off yet. We don't have the intern up here to do the game.
Was it clear?
What did I do?
Could he have said the bag capital of the world? Could we say it was that? The tag capital of the world. They play tag anywhere?
Well, you know what? That word in Britain means cigarette. Is he talking about somewhere in the
Tobacco Road? North Carolina, Charlotte? Do we have a franchise in North Carolina? Well, I guess we do.
Hey, Kansas City's got a lot of sticks.
You know what we should call? We should call Maz. Quickly.
Oh, we should. Okay. Don't forget the irony, too, that this is an organization that Marge Schott owned for a long time.
I know. And his dad, Marty Brenneman, was doing the games when Marge was collecting all her Nazi regalia.
That's where Thom learned it.
Do you want to hear the moment when intern finally got back? Yeah.
3-0 ball game with the Reds in front of the Royals. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. Castellanos to lead things off. Jim Day's going to be taking us the rest of the way through this game.
Why?
As Holland takes over on the mound.
He announced the pitching
change. I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. Hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry.
I got caught.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Wait. Pause it, Brandon.
That'll make it a 4-0 ball.
And back it up a little bit. Did you see where the ball landed, by the way?
It's in the stand, isn't it?
It landed by an ad for Planet Fitness, and Planet Fitness's slogan is "Judgment-Free Zone."
Oh,
so here's
a man of faith.
Right where it landed.
Hey, what's that? Right? Ball landed in the judgment-free zone out there.
So be a home run.
How about that? That's the zone I want to be in right now, because I really hurt some people earlier today.
I can't believe you saw that, Mark.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds.
You're not.
I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I want to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck.
Because I got caught.
For the Reds, for Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with, for anybody that I've offended here tonight. I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am. That is not who I am, and never has been.
But it is.
And I'd like to thank you. Maybe I could have some people that could back that up.
Clean out your desk. You're gone.
I'm very, very sorry, and I beg for your forgiveness.
Wow.
Jim Day will take you the rest of the way home.
Hey, what happened on that pitch, Thom?
What do you say about people backing him up?
I'm glad you heard that. He's trying to say,
just a bit outside.
Anybody that knows me, you want to come to my defense now?
Exactly. No, it's kind of a weasel move.
That was a call for help.
Yeah.
And he got Curt Schilling to come out this morning.
What a great day for Curt.
Curt Schilling, that's the last guy you want a time like that, isn't he?
Well, who's the man with the most integrity that I know of that works with him is Spielman.
Hey, what about Pete Rose? He's a Mr. Red.
Hey, what about Tim Tebow?
Oh, Spielman's his football partner?
Spielman's his football partner.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, Spielman in a tough spot.
I know. It's bullshit. And remind you, it's not like it's like it was a slip of the tongue, like he's throwing it back and the ball thrown to the bag. I mean,
that would have gotten him fired too, I guess. He would have been suspended like John.
I don't know if that would have gotten him fired.
John Folkey, yeah.
He's still twisting in the wind, by the way.
Spielman will just say, dude, that's baseball Thom. I have football Thom.
Oh, he should just.
But he was quoting someone.
Oh.
Maybe he was reading him.
That's a nice outro.
You know what this guy said?
That's a good line.
We don't know context.
It's a done deal. He's done. By the way,
he is fired, yeah.
I'm thinking about it. Wouldn't the thing to do, maybe there's some double A team going, hey, Tom Brennan, but that's a big day. Why don't we get him down here? Give him another chance and see if he can go see his well-said fag.
We'll even make a bobblehead of him kissing another band.
It would draw a lot of attention to have him. I mean, it could be almost the plot of Brockway.
Oh, Brockmire, right? Yeah.
Brockmire. Because Brockmire destroyed his career.
How ridiculous.
Well,
I don't know if Jim Brockmeyer ever said words like that.
Nifty Graham fires over to second, and you complete me.
Can we just hear the apology with the home run call? I just want to hear it one more time. I just love it so much. I'm sorry.
It's really funny.
3-0 ball game with the
he's so pumped
Reds
up
in front of the Royals. We go to the top half.
In fact,
of the
he's
fifth
watching
inning.
The actions. Impressive.
Castellanos to lead things off. Jim Day's going to be taking us the rest of the way through this game.
Why?
That's the end of my sunny voice.
The mound. I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart.
Did he craft
the
statement between innings?
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith.
Oh, that's it.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
So funny. That's his team, too. That's the team he's broadcasting for.
It's right up there with OK second on the nine.
I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
This is better than
second down and nine.
This is better than OK.
I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I'm going to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck for the Reds.
Talking about all the people that will be in on the firing.
The people I work with, for anybody that I've offended here tonight.
I'm sorry.
I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am. That is not who I am and never has been. And I'd like to think maybe I could have some people that that could back that up.
Like the people I was just talking to when I said that.
I am very, very sorry.
Pat, you're really putting the heat on your friends
for your forgiveness.
Tim points out on Facebook Live, he says, the people you work with, dude, just yelled at the top of your lungs, the fag habit of the world, right in front of everybody you work with.
Yeah, I didn't hear anybody complaining either. All right, get Maz on the phone. Maz can put this in perspective.
Fag capitals of the world.
He's very tight.
By the way, I saw on Twitter.
Tom's going to be really bummed out, I predict.
Maybe Maz will step up for him.
Dr. Yaldo, by the way, is back. He is doing his thing and giving you $1,500 off at the Yaldo Eye Center. If you want to go for 20/20 vision, if you want to get rid of glasses and contacts and reading glasses, well, maybe it's the multifocal implants you want if you're 45 or over. So ask Dr. Yaldo about multifocal lens exchange. But it might just be the regular LASIK, which he's had great success with. And people have... is that Tom?
He didn't answer.
Oh. Get a free evaluation from Dr. Yaldo. Find out which procedure will change your life in ways you can only imagine. Call Dr. Yaldo. $1,500 off. Mention the Drew and Mike Show. 800-398-EYES or go to yaldoeyecenter.com. I like the way I could kind of weave between reading by commercial message and also paying attention to Ty Bazaway if he answers the phone. I feel like Ty Bredeman. I had a good day.
Don't forget about Ray St. Clair Roofing.
Oh, yeah.
Our friends are in Ohio.
Yeah, that's so weird. You know they've gotten so many plugs out of that.
Hi, you reached Tom Bazaway. Sorry, I missed your call. Leave me a message and I'll call you right back.
Typically seems to call back more often than he just answers, doesn't he? He's trying to pull a Gary Graff.
What's he doing?
I'm a racist.
Important. Our friends at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at DealsInIndy.com are at it again, selling cars like candy bars, piling them high, letting them fly, stacking them deep, selling them cheap. Because emptying the lot while the weather's still hot is why the summer clearance event at Zot hits the spot. So kill the rhymes because it's deal time. God. Go lease a new 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4 as low as $188 a month. Or get a new 2020 loaded Jeep Compass. Lease it at just $155 a month. How about a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drive as low as $249 a month? Then, of course, there's a Jeep Wrangler. Hey, there's a drive to left. That ball's going to stay fair. Yeah, the Jeep Wrangler, I mentioned that Jeep Ram has the three largest Wranglers inventory in the state, which sadly isn't very large at the moment. But the good news is there's no better time to go to Zot and order your badass Wrangler exactly the way you want it. See all this and more deals at the D.com. And the Hall Financial Hotline.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
He did not lean into that home run call the way he leaned into the Capitol, unfortunately.
No, that's right.
So what else on the Hall Financial Hotline? Well, where's Maz? I'm going to text him. What the hell?
Seriously, if you want to call Castellanos, we have his number. We have numbers for Brenneman because somebody used to have him on the radio show a lot. There's a number for a certain apartment building.
The minute we get Tom Brenneman on the phone, you know Maz will call back right then.
I know.
And he'll be muted and say, you know, I didn't think I'd be able to put my headphones on, but I realized I can wear them at home. I'm wearing them right now. So I am wearing my headphones again, but I have lost my job and my career.
Somebody I saw online, you know, they're talking, they were complaining. Or maybe it was Kurt Schilling who was complaining about cancel culture. And this isn't cancel culture. If you're the head of Fox Sports Ohio, do you want Tom Brenneman on? If you're the head, Drew,
I have to say it's a really big screw up. We were trying to figure out what are the worst words in order. Okay, the N word's number one. If he had said
it's number one. That's number one.
Oh, those N words out there. Yeah. Oh, hey, we're back live. That would have been really, 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 really bad. But it is really, really, really bad to use that F word. I think that might be. Is that too? Not,
well, in context.
The C word.
Yeah.
That's going to, I mean, because nobody does that. Word.
Any words that we abbreviate, the R word. Yeah. R word?
What if he just said, hey, look at the tits on that lady over there. And we're back live.
to that point, the Reds pregame
show.
It's floating around on Twitter today. We should probably play it. But Norm MacDonald and Artie were on Stern. And Artie tells a great story.
Wait, Artie was on Stern today?
It's an old one. And he's talking about Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker used to talk about the women in the crowd in between the games. It's very much like Brenneman's apology.
Just a bit outside.
Do you want me to play it? See if I can find it.
Sure. The Hall Financial Hotline exists because Hall Financial exists. And they are saving people money, and they're doing it quickly and efficiently. 19 days on the average. Industry average is 44 days. They've also got over 1,700 five-star reviews, and that's really all they are about, is trying to do a great job for you and save you money, as they've saved so many on refis. And we also have had some email recently from people, and I sent it to Hall, and Hall was delighted with it. People that Hall wasn't able to help, but they were able to point people in a direction where they did get help, and they saved money too. So, I mean, a lot of people do this. Hall does it very well, but sometimes the circumstances, it may work that they point you in the right direction, and they're happy to do that because they think you'll probably come back. So low rates mean value, and rates are as low as 2.5 now. Somebody just shaved 1.12%. That's a ton of whole percent off an interest rate. It's a lot of money. So call Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, or go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike, or you can click the link on our website, fill out the form, NMLS number 1467435. Hall Financial is an equal housing lender.
As I'm looking for this Bob Uecker thing, I open up Twitter, and apparently two Mets have tested positive for COVID. The games have been canceled.
Boy.
That's nice. Two Mets?
Yeah, two
is
Mets.
Baseball, no. Is baseball having many problems this week? It seemed like they're doing okay.
Yeah. I really, really, really hope it wasn't Jeff McNeil or J.D. Davis. They're on my fantasy.
Oh, of course. Is there another super spreader event today in the collegiate ranks?
Florida State had a bunch of positive tests.
Nice. What's a bunch?
I don't know. I wanted to say it was in the 70s. I could be wrong though.
Did they locate the? Do they have video of some blowout? I mean, don't these parties look like the biggest blowouts?
Well, a 42 at Florida State. And now Sturgis is trying to contact Trace, a guy who tested positive, who was at a bar during the Sturgis Motorcycle Festival.
Where'd he go home to?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
But he was at One Eye Jack's Saloon. He was there for 6 hours. So.
Well, I saw a story today that...
6 hours?
Yeah, party.
Oh, boy. He's breathing those germs. I saw a story that Western Michigan is inviting students back to campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's Western, Central, Eastern.
Everybody.
University of Michigan.
Central State.
Michigan State is not. They're the only one. In fact, the Michigan State president today said that they are talking to some of the major landlords and trying to get them to work with students so they can break their lease and get home. Because this, the way they did this, it's funny how nobody gave a shit about the parents paying for this yeah. this bit of luxury, a college education or a semester with a full year lease and all that stuff. They just kind of went, we'll just see what happens and we'll plan on having this. And then if we're not, we're not. And if we get a lot of COVID, then maybe we'll just have online classes. But if you're already on campus and you got the meal plan, then why not just stay, right? I mean, they certainly got the best of the best possible world. Because if you're taking five online classes, why? If you're,
why do you need to be there?
If if I'm paying for it, my kid's education, why am I going to pay for a meal plan and a dormitory, which, by the way, is, you know, not a great place to be for COVID, and tuition? It seems like, you know, you could just take classes at OCC and be just as well, right? I mean, online classes? Is there something special about online classes at Yale versus OCC?
I don't think there would be.
I don't know. Depends. Maybe, I guess, what you're studying.
Depends on what level you're...
I mean, the point is, you pay out the ass to put your kid on a college campus, and putting your kid on a college campus, essentially, I think you're contributing to the next big spread. That's my guess. Because, honestly, you know, it seems like even with the reopens and the partial reopens and whatnot, things, there's always, every day we're faced with dumb people doing dumb things, but until George Floyd died, we didn't see large groups of people all the time.
No.
And now George Floyd is, that's sort of, you know, we got Portland still, and Seattle's crazy, but the next big bunch of groups that there's no stopping is college campuses, because they're not going to not party. Although, State of Michigan said 25 or less in Ypsilanti and in Washtenaw County, which means Michigan and ECU.
Yeah, and the Ann Arbor police tweeted out that they will be patrolling, and they'll also be patrolling with volunteers.
So people make citizens arrests.
I know. Well, don't, one of the automatic, wasn't Elvis deputized?
Yeah.
Deputized a bunch of people.
Elvis, he go, well, that's a drug badge he got from Nixon. Elvis, when, I think his name is Ricky, his stepbrother, stepson, he stole a ring from Elvis before he left Vegas, and a Memphis Mafia figured it out pretty quick, and so they roared to the airport, and they screamed to the gate. I mean, McCarran Airport's not that hard to get to a gate, is it, really? Probably not as hard as some. And this is back in the 70s, and Elvis pulled out his badge to board the plane. Because they had stopped boarding, and they let him on the plane, and he walked up to his, I think it's his stepson, Ricky, or anyway, and he read him some version of his rights.
Sounds like Elvis.
Nah, you know, you got something of mine there, and you can stay silent. You can stay silent about it, and you can get yourself a lawyer or whatever you want to do. But we're going to take you to custody right now. So bring it out. And they took him off the plane.
I think there's an episode of Drunk History where Jack Black plays Elvis, and they tell that story. Yeah,
yeah, that's
like a wino, man. God.
Rest guess in peace, on the phone. Drunk History.
Yeah, that's right. Drunk History canceled, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that. Second year. I know it's going to make a lot of people sad.
What? Where'd he go?
Tab Bazaway tried to call in. Tab's one of the people I was hoping would step up and talk about my character. I'm a bad guy.
Capitals of the world.
In the meantime, here, I found Artie if you want to hear him. You want to hear him?
Yeah, but Maz is going to call and interrupt at any second.
I'll call him and put him on. He'll enjoy the story. It's not that
long. We played a round of golf with Bob Uecker, and he let us sit in the booth to listen to him announce a Brewer Cub game. Okay.
Right.
Now, he had a cough button. You know, if you're going to cough, you hit the cough button, right, and you're not on the air.
Sure.
So, from what I remember, Norm might mean not remember this because he's friends with Bob Uecker, but anyway, Uecker would be announcing the baseball game.
Right.
And like a fucking jazz musician, it was unbelievable. If he saw a really hot chick in the crowd, he would hit the cough button,
right,
and say something filthy about her, then go right back to announcing the game. It was like magic. So,
unbelievable. You think that's a high-risk thing to be doing. That's like walking the high wire.
He would say shit like this. He'd go, here's the 2-2 pitch to Sosa. Ground ball to shortstop. Look at the fucking tits on that whore. Over to first base, two down.
And he'd hit the button that quickly.
Yeah, and then.
So you must have been out of your mind, entertained, and now when you listen to him, you're wondering, like, during the spaces, what he's saying.
Howard, that's the story I told on Letterman. I cleaned it up.
Right, obviously. Right, right.
And he started using, like, old guy words for the chicks. Like, he'd go, fly ball to center field. God, I like to get with that trollop. That's the third out. Let me tell the one other thing he did, because this is amazing.
Yeah.
He sees John Fogerty.
Oh, that was what I was going to say.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Let me tell that.
All right,
go ahead, Norm.
So he sees John Fogerty, you know, from Creedence Clearwater Revival. So he's like, hey, man, that's that fucker's a rock singer. he goes, but he can get out of the sand trap like nobody's fucking business. They played in a charity tournament with him. So we're like, yeah, we know who John Fogerty is. And he goes, at the seventh inning stretch, I'll have the fucker come up and sing for you.
Fogerty's here with his kid, by the way. He's a big cub fan. He's here with his 8-year-old son, John Fogerty.
Right, right. So we're like, no, you don't have to do that.
I got all the mass.
Okay.
He says he doesn't have much time.
Bob Uecker. I love Artie Lang when he was on the Stern Show. Wow.
Where is Artie?
He's love Norm.
Missing.
Artie's about as MIA as he's ever been. Yeah, Maz, where's Maz? You there?
I'm here. I was waiting. You said call 5:15. I've been waiting here with my thumb up my ass. So thick, put the phone down, and there you call.
Wow, you must have been really waiting carefully because we did call.
A couple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I figured it's my head.
I think you got a little sloppy with your waiting time.
Are you and your friend's boat again?
Uh-oh.
Your cell phone.
I'm only hearing every other word. I'm sorry.
Maz, we were calling because we knew that you were close with Tom Brenneman.
I was.
Did you know he's been fired officially?
I figured. I didn't know it was official. I was just waiting, and obviously I knew it was going to happen.
You sound a little cranky about it. Are you unhappy?
I'm happy. I am. But, you know, it's what he did.
I have no idea what Tom just said. Do you know what he said?
I can't defend what he said.
No one knows.
We were going to Zoom, and it would have been nice, but why did we not? Oh, because Tom is driving, but he's not driving.
Where are you at, Tom?
I'm driving.
Are you in a tunnel?
Your cell phone blows.
Whereabouts are you driving, Maz?
I'm almost at St. Joan of Arc.
Oh, okay. You sound better now.
Yeah, that's better. What's going on? What's going on at St. Joan of Arc?
We got some stuff to do with the athletic department, move some stuff around. We got the okay to play some outdoor sports here. We just got the word from the Michigan High School Association. They're going to let volleyball play, a little football practice at least, soccer. They're going to have golf.
How do you distance in those sports? Like volleyball, the positions have to be closer than 6 feet, right?
And it's indoor.
I am. The girls have been practicing outside. And we'll see. I'm interested how they're going to do it.
As a parent, I'm sure you were putting health first, and you probably did not want them to be practicing, correct?
That dude's dying ASAP.
Not at all. I'm happy they're outside playing. I'd rather them be outside than be in the gym, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, it's a mess, let's face it.
Yeah, soccer, don't people occasionally get bunched up around the ball in soccer?
No.
Yeah, that's okay. As long as you don't, as long as you don't knock each other down. Football is going to be tough. The NFL is going to be tough. It really is.
I feel like they'll make their way through it somehow. I don't know why I feel that way. It just seems like there's so much money involved that they'll just...
I know.
They need the money so bad, they'll just
do it. Have you watched Hard Knocks from L.A.?
No.
I
saw it pop up on there, and I'm like, I don't really want to see everything. I don't want to see a bunch of people on Zoom.
But you'll like it because of the way they're getting ready, how they did these new fields and these new areas to work out and everything. It's amazing what the NFL is doing. They're really doing great.
Let me know
this. The
problem
is, when they play against each other, that'll be the problem, obviously.
Let me know this. Is there a bunch of people on Zoom talking?
Only in the beginning. Like they show you, that's how the coaches were talking to the players prior to them going to camp.
Because I can't.
It was like 5 minutes.
I can't watch real sports because everybody's on Zoom.
Yeah, I won't watch that.
When I hear one really bad sounding person in a Zoom, I find it hard to listen.
Oh,
but
don't I?
I'm
know.
With you.
Maz, what about Tom Brenneman, the man?
I feel bad.
You knew him as well as anyone. And,
I do. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
What
did you like about him, by the way?
Bad capitals of the world.
I like the way he does the game. I just like his soothing voice. I like the dad, Marty. You know, the Bucks were.
Did you like his accessibility to do radio shows?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay,
Maz, you booked him many times, didn't you?
Yeah, I've had Brett Brenneman on quite a number of times.
He's one of those guys, he's just kind of an automatic guest. He just, you can almost put him on cruise control and it'll chew up 20 minutes.
He's not an automatic guest, that's a national broadcaster.
Well, it sounds like he's a little, it sounds actually like he's a little loose.
Well, obviously.
I mean, have you
had time now?
Are you aware of him ever, you know, doing this sort of thing? Before?
No, we didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about anything like that. We just kept it in the sports realm. We didn't talk about, you know, it's, what are you going to do? It's when you're old school and you talk like, you know how many times I've been called the F word in my life? I mean, I can't even count it, how many times I've been called that word. Now it's...
Really?
All by Brenneman?
Yeah, wait, why do people call you that word all the time?
Which when you're a kid. That's how kids talk to each other back in the day.
Sure.
What kind of people are you hanging around with?
Well, Ralph Pocoraccio, Mottarella, all those guys.
Of course. Maz, what about... what about that performance by Mr. Casey Mize on the hill?
He looks fantastic. I love the way some of the hitters, you know, kind of tipped their hat to him almost. I mean, he struck out 7 4⅓. The kid looked great, man. If he had any kind of help, you know, with some hits or some fielding, you know, he's going to be terrific. He's going to be what they paid him for.
I'll tell you what, he should have been in line to get the win because that 2-2 pitch to the last batter he faced, I think it was. Oh, how could you take that pitch? It was right on the corner.
I know. Just
a bit outside.
Did that split finger pitch remind you of anything?
No.
Bruce Sutter? How about Bruce? Remember Bruce Sutter's Sutter? Split finger?
I saw your tweet last night. So you're more into that kind of stuff than me.
Well, Bruce Sutter's pitch would be, it would look like it was right down the middle of the plate, and the bottom would drop out. It would almost bounce, and guys would just wave at it. Well, I mean, when he really had it right. And I thought Casey Mize was throwing a ball like that, and plus he throws 95.
I know. He's going to be phenomenal. I like the way, I heard, you know, Jack Morris talking about him, and I heard the excitement in his voice. You could tell when a great pitcher like that is excited about another pitcher.
Jack was
it
jacked.
It must be the real deal.
So now, what are your plans for the wrap with Maz tomorrow?
I had the wrap with Maz today.
Oh, you did?
Two shows today. Yes.
Oh, two shows today. Okay.
Yeah, two shows today.
How did it go?
I thought it went great. We talked about Tom Brenneman. We talked about Casey Mize. We talked about the NFL, the Lions, that kind of stuff. It was fun.
So Tom Brenneman, Joe Tessitore, and Keith Jackson. Fuck, marry, kill. Go.
Let's see. I marry Keith. I probably.
Well, he's probably got a big cushion.
What are the other two?
Tessitore and Brenneman.
I have to kill someone?
Yeah, that's how the game works.
Fuck! No, I can't.
Well, Keith's
kill
already
anyone.
Dead. You should just kill.
I
him.
Just kill Keith.
I can't kill Keith. I'm sorry. Never. I'm never killing. Sorry, guys. I'm not playing again.
Oh, okay. Mary. Fuck the last two. Tessitore and Brenneman.
Okay. I'll marry Tess and. Fuck Brenneman.
See, that helps Brenneman's case. You're one of the guys that could step up for him.
See? There you go, man.
He'd be all for it.
Maz, what's going on at the NRM Network? Is there any new over there? Because you said that they were kind of taking a shot because of COVID, but are they finding their legs again?
Yeah, we're finding our sea legs little by little. You know, we're putting some stuff together and hope to have some new shows starting pretty soon. Good shows.
Really?
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. You know, we do have a couple of things working right now.
Well, you got some local hot shots?
Yeah, a couple local hot shots. Tom Brenneman was
You should get him. That'd be great.
Yeah, so,
why not?
You know,
I swear to God, I could see him saying, I'll be doing a podcast now, and it's my old thing, and it's my way to work my way back up, hopefully, to wear those headphones for the Cincinnati Reds again.
Hey, how close to Brockmire is this whole fucking thing coming out? I mean, this is Brockmire. It's unbelievable.
The apology, Tom, was just fantastic. Didn't you love his apology?
I mean, why didn't he think a little bit more before he did what he did?
Would you speak to him privately?
Well, that's the point.
Why couldn't he just say, I'm sorry? I mean, I said something bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's it. Just be sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think he probably knew, because he said, but I never wear these headphones again. There's a drive!
He called Castellanos his home run, at least.
I know. So with zero enthusiasm.
I think he felt that he had to reach for something really spectacular. I'm a man of God. What else could I say? I mean, he knew he had to really pull something out of his ass to keep his job, and even then it was very unlikely. But, Maz, can you comment on the Charlotte radio play-by-play guy John Faki.
Poor Faki. I mean, how the fuck did you get that wrong? I mean, come on.
The two letters, though, they're right next. Okay, he was going to tweet Nuggets, and he ended up tweeting an I instead of the U and an E. No, an R instead of the T. So it was the N-word in the plural. You don't believe Maz? You don't believe him?
To do some explaining.
I want to believe him, but I don't believe him.
Wait, you think he did that on purpose?
What, you think he wanted to blow up his career?
No, of course not. Of course.
So what do you think
happened? You know what? Did he have an iPhone? Did the iPhone remember a word that he typed, back a couple of hours before? That's the problem.
So Mark Jones of ESPN's point.
That doesn't make sense, though.
When I text Game, G-A-M-E, Gabe comes out every single time. Like Gabriel. Every single time.
Tom, it doesn't correct to the N-word, though.
That's what I understand.
But, the letters, I mean, it's a fluky thing. I wonder if anybody else in the history of Twitter had ended up with that word instead of Nuggets.
Search the Denver N-word.
But, the guy's first year, it's his dream job in Charlotte. Why would he just send out that word?
He wouldn't.
No.
But they're hanging him out to dry. Why doesn't, Del Curry's his partner, why doesn't Del Curry go to bat for him? Why doesn't Michael Jordan go, hey, you know what, we know this guy, he's cool.
Yep, that's the only thing that could save him. He hasn't been let go yet, right?
He's hanging in the wind.
I think he'll be fine.
Okay, so there's a chance for him still.
Yes.
Do you think he'll be fine?
Trudy, by the way, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thanks, Maz.
I like that's it. You share a birthday with Madonna.
Oh, my God.
And who else did I dig up? Julie Newmar.
Julie Newmar. There you go. All right, Maz.
Julie.
Did you read the article on WWJ's 100th birthday, by the way?
No, I told you. I don't read any articles or turn on stations that I've been canned from.
wait. WWJ.
Me too.
That was a very brief employment, wasn't it?
Only at one day.
I think I had a year and a half at J.
Oh.
Wait, what were you doing?
That was a Bigby firing.
What was your position at WWJ?
I was anchor at WWJ and the ticket, but I worked at WWJ and I just, had my headphones on for the ticket because they were in another studio.
So when you say
I was the afternoon anchor.
What about the time you sat in Jacina's chair and she dressed you down?
Yeah, that was the first time I was there. That was when I worked at 1270. And then I was going to work with Eli and the guys, and I sat in her chair by accident.
Did you tell her if she was on time, you wouldn't be sitting in her chair?
Ooh,
that was the end.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So, Maz,
happy birthday, WWJ.
Yeah, 100 years old, and Roberta Giacina. She was an intern in 1975, and then Joe Donovan came over from...
I love Joe.
Yeah. Joe was good. He had a great voice.
The best.
He came over from the home of all the big voices, CKLW. They had Byron McGregor. Byron McGregor did 2020 News, which was 20 after and 20 of. I don't know why. Hey, 2020 News sounds good. What if you do 20 after 20 of? Because it sounds good.
Didn't he have JoJo Shuddy McGregor, his wife? Yeah.
They did.
She's still around.
But Byron did that reading of The Americans in, when did he do that? Was that the Gulf War, maybe? He sold 3.5 million copies of the 45. It was the number one record in the country.
Wow.
Right.
And Joe Donovan came over, Byron came over, all those big voices, and that was in WWJ. We just started doing News 24 Hours in the mid-70s, and then, of course, traffic and weather together on the 8s.
And in New York, we have 1010 Wind. They are traffic and weather as well, just like Jay.
Do they do it on the 10s?
They do it on the 10s.
They do?
The 10. Yeah.
When would you prefer your traffic and weather together, on the 8s or the 10s, Maz?
Or on your
phone. The 10s myself. The 10s work for me.
Is it possibly a New York thing?
It might be.
And Maz, what about New York? We've declared New York dead. Many people are saying they will not come back. Everything is boarded up.
I was there just last week. Visiting family.
And?
And we took a ride into the city just to check things out. It looked okay to me. Hey. The windshield wiper guys are back, though, which I don't like.
Did they,
that's a good sign
you're
of
supposed
life.
To quarantine, and we're not one of the states that has to quarantine going to New York.
No.
Did they check you? When you go through
they did not. Oh. They did not. Right. Well, nice we were in a Jersey plate. We had Jersey play. Those are my sister's car.
I see. Now, did anybody lose their space at the house? Because I know your dad gets really cranky whenever anybody loses their space.
Dad used to get cranky. He doesn't get cranky anymore. He's got bigger fish to fry, Sam. He's okay.
What fish is Sammy frying, these bigger fish you're talking about?
We had to move my parents from their condo,
uh-oh,
which had steps, to an apartment that had, you know, was on one floor only, and it had an elevator to go up. So we were really working hard. My sisters were working hard in the month of July, and we got them situated, and everything is good.
Maz, was there consideration to calling two men in a truck and just ponying up for it?
But my sisters and I ponied up. We had a moving company.
Oh, you
we
did? Okay.
Yeah. $4,000 worth of a moving company.
How many grand?
$4,000.
Oh, $4,000?
Stuff to have.
Go how far?
They take, not to go far, about a half an hour. They take everything from the house, and they put it in the other house exactly the way you want it.
Oh, really?
That's
nice. That's what we did.
Really? And they actually did it?
Yeah, they did it.
Well,
they
what
did
if
a great job, all in one day.
But, Maz, don't you have to have the exact same floor plan to make that work?
I swear, Drew, this is almost the same floor plan without steps.
Really?
It's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
What a concept.
I even asked my dad, you missed the condo? And he says, no, I love this place. No, Sammy's happy, I'm happy.
Good.
Maz, did you happen to read Terry Foster's blog? I know you and Foster are involved in a big network program over there at the NRM.
Yeah. King and Foster, yes.
And, he does a show with Jimmy King. And Terry put out a blog where he said he regrets returning to 97.1. He says the people at 97.1 did not visit him in the hospital.
He just said not many people visited him. And basically that was it. I think someone wrote to him today. Are you still friends with Valeni? And he wrote, I don't know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, he said only two people. Didn't he say only two people visited him? Whoa, Joe.
Yeah, I think Sully went and saw him.
Not in the hospital.
I'm not sure
I think it was Wojo and Parker were the only two that went to see him. He was in the hospital.
Wait, but Rob Parker didn't even work.
What?
Did he work there? He didn't work at 97.1 then, did he?
No.
But he knew Terry very well. Still does.
Maz, who'd have thought it was going to come back months later that you're going to get in trouble for not, you know? Because I got to tell you, I was just in the hospital. None of you assholes came and saw me, but I didn't ask.
I didn't know you were not.
We didn't know you were.
Exactly.
What happened, Brandon?
Oh, thanks for the podcast, Maz.
I saved some children from this fire and got burns. I'm all right.
Did you really?
Yeah,
you'll see my name in the paper.
God bless you.
Yeah, check the metro section.
The metro section.
Metrosexual? All right, guys, I got to run.
Whoa.
No, we had to go. We had to go. Way before you said that.
I'm going.
Okay, Maz. We'll see you, buddy.
See you.
Bye, Maz.
Bye.
The Terry Foster thing is
weird.
Really, really weird. Because didn't he say no one visited him in the hospital?
Well, what got weird was what got weird about it was people were, you know, going after people who worked there going, how come you didn't go see Terry? And then they would respond. And so you actually ended up finding out who did and didn't just based on who responded.
And who didn't? Who admitted they didn't?
Just like Hatchet. Sully. I think Sully.
Did you see Sully's tweet about it? Should I read it?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Let me find it. Boop.
When it reverts, Terry!
So he wrote, same. Oh, he was replying to somebody about it, which of course has Terry in the link, but he says, I speak for myself when I say I should have been better as well during that time. Visiting Terry at his house a couple of times was not enough on my end.
That is enough. A couple times.
Wait for him to say, hey, I visited him at home.
I mean, I think if you visit someone more than once, I think that's significant.
I just think it's interesting.
How long was he out?
I don't know. But I don't even think it's weird. It's like, I visited him at home.
Okay, he was out 4 months. That's once every 2 months. I mean.
Not the idea of visiting people.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
I just thought the tone of the tweet was, I should have done better. But I did visit him at home, and I'm going to have lunch with him next week. Be nice to me.
Yeah, and he'll pick up lunch. And he'll feel better.
I hope Terry chows down.
People in the hospital anymore. Isn't that... You can't now, but
I don't want to be surrounded by a lot of people at the hospital myself.
No.
But apparently Terry does. He was off for 4 months. But maybe Sully went when he was not doing well, and then he visited him when he was doing well, and it's like, oh, well, he's on his way, so okay, we'll see you soon, Terry.
The point is, he did see him, and he should have seen him more.
This is just kind of weird. 4 years later, is it four? Yeah, well, 4 years later, he wants to talk about this? I'm not sure what's going on here.
It seems, I don't know. But reading between the lines, it seems like he maybe heard something about someone else in that time, and that kind of pissed him off. Because he said he would never step foot in that building again.
Yeah, he says he never wants to be on the station again.
Okay, what? And that, you don't think that has to do with the fact that nobody visited the hospital?
No, I think that has to do with something else, don't you?
Okay, well, I thought, it's weird. The timing of this, if you remember, it was just a few days ago that I finally heard Rico on with Mike Valeni. And Rico is probably the closest thing to a replacement for Terry there's been, right? Because Mike Sullivan, wasn't he a producer?
I thought Sully was good. Yeah.
No, he did a good job. I'm not knocking him at all. And Rico's good, too. I know Rico.
I thought the chemistry that Sully had with Valeni was good, too.
Yeah, so I just couldn't help but wonder. I mean, the timing of these two things is kind of very close, isn't it?
Oh, so what? He's upset that...
I don't know. Maybe it just sort of...
But at the same time...
Made something click in his head.
But it's also the four-year anniversary of his...
Yeah, I know. I always do stuff on the four-year anniversary. Always.
Wow, but he's probably thinking about it. No? Because he regrets going back to work after having a stroke.
Right.
Yeah.
And plus, Jamie just died. And so, he's talking about... He's also come out and talked about, getting checked for things, health...
Yeah, you're right, Brandon. Because I believe his previous blog was on the bad lifestyle that sports reporters have.
Right.
Well,
or just bad luck. I mean, we've seen how many young people in sports go down in this town from Jamie to Drew Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? What I will say about 97.1 is that Jamie, just went through this horrible thing. And those guys were, they spent a lot of time with Jamie, with his family, helping Christy. And, there was a lot of activity surrounding Jamie. It wasn't like anybody was going to forget about Jamie. So, I mean, they struck me as a fairly close-knit group of people. And so this strikes me, I don't know, this is strange. I'm not sure what's going on here.
Well, maybe not everybody over there is part of the close-knit group.
Right. Well, that could maybe. Okay. Maybe that's what spurred it. Maybe he feels like, hey, I guess I didn't fit in. I guess, maybe is it a race thing? I don't know what he's saying. I really don't.
I didn't take it as a race thing at all.
Well, I didn't either. But it's ironic that coming after this right near. Okay. I know it's the 4 year anniversary, which is something people always take make a point to publicly speak about. Jamie's death was just a very short time ago, and there was such an overwhelming response to Jamie before he died and when he died, and maybe that made him think back to what happened when he was out, and it pissed him off.
Yeah.
Possibly.
That makes sense.
Maybe. Because I don't know why he would want to bring this up, or I'd never set foot in the building. You'd think he would have said it 2 years ago. He would have already said it, but it's just strange. It's like something. Did you feel like something set him off?
It's clear that he and Mike don't like each other anymore.
Yeah.
That's when you kind of get through all of it. It's because he doesn't have a good relationship with Mike, and maybe he thought.
How long?
Not even maybe. Terry is doing a show right now.
Yeah,
Terry is doing a show. So I was gonna say maybe he wanted to go back at some point, but just felt like he was not allowed to, and he would never be able to get his spot back. And
maybe he tried to, and Mike didn't want him.
Well, I don't know. I don't think Terry wanted to work 5 days a week. Honestly, having spoken to him, I got the impression that he did want to do something, but he was not. He did not want to get in the habit trail, the grind. The way he had been. Right. So, but anything's possible.
But at the same time, neither did Mike Clark. So you know what you did? You said, you know what, Mike? Why don't you do 2 days a week, and I'll you know, figure something out for the remaining three. You know, there was...
Hey, wait, come on. If Valeni wanted him on even 2 days a week, he'd be on.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here, but I think I do. I think I have a little insight here. I think Terry maybe feels that he just did not get his due, so to speak, because honestly, the show worked. Mm-hmm. I mean, that
very
when,
successful.
When they started out on 1270 and they moved to 97.1
with Tom Masway, producer.
Wait, do you remember when they moved over to FM?
I want to say it was 2006?
Probably around there.
Sound right?
Something like that. But they'd worked together for a good while, and they sure. were, you know, for being on, you know, and they were on a beautiful AM signal. I think they did fairly well, you know, for being on an AM signal. FM made all the difference in the world, and they zoomed, you know, to the top in the afternoon, and, you know, Terry was there for the whole ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so when, I think a lot of times when Terry disappears, and, you know, things go on, which always happens if you're, you know, a good radio station, well, they'll move on, you know, next man up, whatever. And maybe there's a perception or he feels a perception that, you know, he wasn't that big a part of the show. But the fact is, he was there when they built the thing.
Yeah.
So, but that is. Give him his due. It is weird how when it's.
But I do think there's a lot of bad blood there.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that bad.
Did he speak for himself, though?
Who? Valeni or Foster?
Terry. Why?
Well, he wrote this blog post, and obviously he wants to be cryptic about it.
What you doing, Terry?
Yeah, I don't really understand the cryptic part, because he says enough to make the point.
Give him his due!
I mean, he might as well say what it really is. But,
and who?
Oh, well, whatever.
Maybe he's not allowed to, contractually.
By the way, I was listening... Terry?
Years. It's been 4 years.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Well, anyway. Sometimes there are agreements that last in perpetuity.
Non-disclosure agreement? Valeni and him signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
I like that rumor.
Mike Valeni, who represented by the same people as R. Kelly. that reminds me, the History of WRAF podcast.
What? They called you yet?
They have not called me.
That's interesting.
But Meltdown talked about me. Meltdown
had
really nice things to say about the morning show. And in fact, he said that... because he was on overnights, and he would go home, and he said he would always just stay up too late because he liked listening to the show. And, it was real nice. And then he and Mike Staff are good friends, so they had it was a good show. And, Meltdown has done very well, because Meltdown's another one. He replaced Arthur Penhallow, which a lot of people say, oh, my God, Arthur Penhallow. And the fact is when you have something like WRAF, and 97.1 is, I don't think they're in WRF category, but they've been very successful doing sports. They're the only game in town, except for one brief disaster.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you mean the fan. That's right.
WRF, there have been so many good people there.
Yeah.
And there's always good people there. And if one person, whether it's Arthur Penhall or whoever... and you have good guys stepping up, because Meltdown had been overnights and he was nights and he really paid his dues for a long time and got to afternoons, and he's done fairly well. He's done really well, actually.
So when are you going to do it?
Do what?
The podcast, the history.
Oh, I don't know. They're doing it up to the 50-year anniversary of WRAF, which is February.
They're 10 episodes deep. They're 10 episodes deep so far. They have covered Arthur P., Ken Calvert, Karen Savelli, Steve Costin, Dick Kernan.
Yeah.
Dick Kernan.
Werby was again.
Dick Kernan again for some reason.
Fred Jacobs and Tom Bender.
Bender and Fred Jacobs, Steve Black, Peter Werby, and latest Meltdown.
Steve Costin is still an encyclopedia of knowledge, by the way. You know how Steve is, Trudy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I really like Steve's episode because I need to talk to Steve. He is, I mean, somebody ought to get it all out of his head. At some point, because he remembers every concert, all these very fine points. He's just he was sort of an encyclopedia of Detroit rock and roll knowledge, and he hung out with his fair share of people.
He's got some great stories to tell.
No, he does.
If you've got time for it.
Yeah, Steve can talk. Steve was on after us when we started, and I thought I liked having Steve on in middays. He was great because he was a good shift. that's a guy who really knows the music, and he loved to talk about it, and we used to do, we had a lot of fun crossing over with him.
Thank you, Steve.
Then
now that reminds me, when's Podell going to do a...
I don't know. That's a good question. When's Trudy going to do it?
Yeah, well...
Have they talked to you, Trudy?
Of course
not. No, I have not heard one word from
is
over
Trudy's
there.
Is Trudy's picture
by the way,
in...
Kristen just delivered dinner.
Oh! Was it the right size fork?
She is! Hey, Kristen! Oh, she's looking very cute today.
Is it the right size fork, Brandon? You're very upset. What'd you get?
What's dinner? Did she label it?
Nope, these are chicken tacos.
Hold it up.
Nice.
With rice.
Oh, my God. Look
at that
plating.
That's cultural appropriation.
She is really amazing.
Yeah.
Some meals you get there.
Multitasker.
Brandon. There was apparently an incident. Do we have clearance to play this bit of audio?
Yeah.
Denny and Bob Page got into it. We don't? No?
I'm going to play it anyway.
No Filter Sports? How long is it?
A minute.
Okay. Let me do this first. It is the big summer event.
I have breaking news, too, when you're done.
Okay. Zot, Ford, and Holly and DealsNitty.com have kicked off, unlike the Big Ten, their summer sales event. That means you'll get deals as hot as the midsummer days and Brandon's meals delivered during each podcast, like the one you just got.
How timely.
And as hot as Kristen, too. Plus, our friends at Zot Ford have considerably more inventory to choose from than most dealers, so finding the new whip of your dreams is never a problem. Right now, Zot Ford has eight new 2020 Ford car, truck, and SUVs you can lease below $200 a month. So they probably have six, five, four now. You might want to get over there. They have Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, all-wheel drive Escapes, Edges, Explorers, and let's not forget the Super Crew 4x4, one F-150s, and all-new Ford Rangers, each under $200 a month. And believe it or not, many listeners who originally leased from Zot Ford in the early days of the podcast are going to their second and third leases like super listener John Tucker. So regardless if you leased your last ride from Zot or maybe you weren't like John, you can turn in your car and get a smoking hot new deal from Gabar Anthony or any of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. See details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Trudy, what's going on with Dr. Roche?
I might have
some globbing
specials
to do. My testosterone is supposed to show up during the show. I'm gonna go see if it's here because I could glob up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a lot of specials during the month of August for, first of all, Evolve Tight Trim and Tone, which is the new technology. It's not invasive. Actually, was laying on that table getting the trim and tone. Mm. And no, it's Titan Tone. It improves skin laxity, cellulite, and even muscle toning. What?
Is it Titan Taut?
It tautens things as well.
Taut.
Everything is pretty taut when you walk out of there. As a matter of fact, I feel like I'm getting the beginnings of the very first in my lifetime six pack, which is cool.
Hubba hubba.
Which you can get while you're laying on the table. It's like doing 40,000 sit ups.
Awesome.
I need honest like God. That's what he said. Hand to God. Also, summer saline breast implants, their special is $3,500, extended through August 31st. And what you need to do is get on the phone and get a teleconsultation, 248-338-1110. And they can set that up for you. And there's also 50% off their CBD products, which are all for people who have arthritis pain, in your neck, your shoulder, wherever it is that's feeling that. You can put some of the stuff, you rub on the back of your neck, and some of it is a roll-on, and some of them are capsules that you take, like Ease to help you with muscle recovery, and that's all 50% off through the month of August. So it's an insanely great deal. So you should go there and check it out, 248-338-1110. A lot of these things you can also do on your lunch hour. So you get in, you get out, and you look hot and glob up.
Is that it? Dr. Yeah. Gregory Roche.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
What?
The Thom Brenneman apology tour continues.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, he still has a gig as an opinion contributor to Cincinnati.com, the newspaper down there. Although I have noticed that there is a little tag on there that says, this piece expresses the views of the author, not ours! You know, one of those kind of things. It's an opinion piece, which, you know, they don't do that for every columnist. So Brenneman wrote, because he's still apologizing, I'll kind of get skip through all the bullshit parts. I could try to explain it or tell you about who I am and what I believe, but those things would all be excuses. The simple fact is, what I said was wrong. Then he says, I used a word that is both offensive and insulting. In the past 24 hours, I have read about its history. I had no idea it was so rooted in hate and violence, and I am particularly ashamed that I, someone who makes a living by the use of words, could be so careless and insensitive.
Now, that's...
The way he was using it, was he really using it as a term of endearment?
No.
Well, let's hear it again, Brandon, if you can play. Let's hear if he knew that it was a hateful word.
Fag capitals of the world.
Oh God, no!
What a fag capitals.
Well, at least he's been researching it.
Pre-game show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
We got to call Ray St. Clair. I cannot erase what I've done. The only thing I can do is to humbly apologize. Okay, that's fine. I accept your apology, because once again, it's not about being canceled. It's that he can't work for. Hey Drew, I was just telling that Tom Brenneman wrote a column for Cincinnati.com where he's apologizing.
Oh no!
And in the past 24 hours, he's read about the history of the word, and he had no idea it was so rooted in hate and violence.
You know, I hate it when, even when people who didn't do what Tom Brenneman did, I sort of hate it when people go, "Yes, I've been studying, and it's I have learned."
It's, well, come
no,
on.
No, first of all, I don't believe them.
Well, the way he used the word, come on,
yeah.
No, of course, no. There's no excuse. Can you print up a statement? I'd like to read it in Brennanese.
Okay, I'll
print it. Tom Brennanese.
I'll print it out because now think really hard.
Tom Brennanese here.
Think really hard. Everybody. Brandon, you might get this answer correct. If you were Tom Brenneman, who could you go to in that community, the I guess LGBTQ+A community that relates to baseball to kind of help rebuild yourself?
In Cincinnati?
No, in all of Major League Baseball.
All of Major League Baseball.
The answer's so obvious.
The late Glenn Burke of the Dodgers, who was the first openly gay player.
Bill Bean?
Billy Bean.
Glenn Burke is dad of AIDS many years ago.
He spoke with Billy Bean.
He did.
Oh, really?
He did? Oh, you know, that's so phony. That's such bullshit. Give me a break. You know, I'm 57 years old. I'm just finding out how painful the word fag is.
Wait a minute. He calls Billy Bean like in the middle of the night or something like that. Billy picks up the phone and it's Thom.
Billy, right. It's not Billy Bean of Moneyball fame. It's Bill Bean of, you know, being gay baseball.
Yeah.
It sucks for him.
Okay. I mean, how does that conversation go? You know, I've been using this word for homosexuals and I thought it was just slang, but I've been studying up on it, Billy, and... you know, tell me how painful that is for you when you hear that word.
And Billy, show me what it is quite exactly you homosexuals do.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
It doesn't quite
and so that'll make
have
it a
the punch.
4-0 ball game.
It doesn't quite have the punches. Okay, second down and 9, but it is up there, man.
I have to tell
okay.
you.
Second down and 9.
I think it's kind of pathetic when people do this. Hey, I've been really studying up on the slang terms for gay, and I realize how painful. You know what I did? I went to a minstrel show to find out how painful blackface is to African Americans. I had no idea. And
apparently fudge packer isn't a word about somebody who packages fudge. That's another slang that is very offensive.
Very painful. Very painful to the homosexual community, the gay community.
Ludicrous.
This is driving me crazy.
Now, if he said one of the gay capitals, it's fine. It's totally fine.
I was reading about Chelsea Handler, you know, who is so woke.
Yeah.
So woke.
She's learning about her privilege.
And calls people out all the time. She's not the worst, but she's very woke, and she hangs out with very woke people. She tweeted out a statement. I can't remember what it was about, but it was from Malcolm X. And she's like, can't we all just, you know, take the words of Malcolm X and get along? Something to that effect. And, of course, people are just ripping her. Like, do you realize you quoted Malcolm X? Do you know who Malcolm X is? And she didn't really know who Malcolm X was.
Really? Okay.
I mean, that's what she said. Because I was listening to her podcast, looking for something for Who Are These Podcasts? And honestly, I'm like, wait, Chelsea Handler, she's a host on Fox late night for, what, a decade or something?
Come
she's
on,
written
she
five
knows.
Or six books.
She knows.
Well, I don't know. I mean, honestly, the fact that she tweeted this was like, what are you doing?
Well,
and
okay.
She really suggested that, I just thought the quote was so nice in and of itself, and I didn't realize what, that the source of the quote was more important than the quote.
But you would think... Well,
and
maybe
Jennifer Aniston liked the quote, liked the tweet,
sure.
By the way.
Get out of here, Aniston.
I thought that was hilarious.
You would think if you're going to quote somebody or share someone's quote, which why you need to do that, I don't know. Wouldn't you maybe know a little bit more about the person?
Well, that's the point.
Or
is
the
that
quote,
this extremely woke person who is so aggressively trying to correct us all doesn't know who Malcolm does really. She really sounded like she really didn't know what Malcolm X was all about.
Herein lies the problem.
At least watch the movie with Denzel.
The problem is she's so woke too that it matters. Like if Cardi B did that, she wouldn't give a shit.
No.
Maybe people just need to not give a shit.
You know what? The truth of the matter is, I believe she said that she sort of was recalcitrant about it. Like, I still think it's just a great quote. And then she actually, I did my studying and I found out that, that's not someone I should put anything out from. And I don't think anybody even bothered Jennifer Aniston, but I was like, she doesn't even know who Malcolm X is.
What are you?
She didn't know what she was liking. She was just liking every Chelsea tweet she saw.
What would have happened if Tom Brenneman would be like, I'm not leaving this booth, and just finished the game and then apologized afterwards? Or
what if he shut his mic off?
Well, how do they make him apologize?
Oh, I'm sure they didn't have to make him. I'm sure he wanted to try to fix
and save
it.
His job. But he was so cooked. He knew he was cooked.
I'd never wear these headphones again. Okay, here's the...
Less people like Chris Spielman and Tom Mazowie come and step up to my defense.
This is going to be... I predict this is going to be silly, but we'll see what he says. I hate it when people act like, I've been doing my homework on blackface. I know how painful it is at these minstrel shows where, oh my goodness, the pain they dished out to people was terrible. I had no idea blackface related back to minstrel shows, but I've been educating and people are always, and I hate being told what to do by complete strangers. Sure. But if you notice, during a lot of these protests and such, a lot of people are telling you, do your homework. You need to study up. And all these celebrities who are, suddenly so woke and they're virtue signaling, they will tell you that I've been doing a lot of reading. I've really been studying up on, Black Lives. And I've really been studying up on. And it's like, oh, really? You didn't know anything was going on? I mean, you had no clue that there might be an issue in the area of race relations in America. Come on.
Honestly,
anyway.
Brenneman just should have said.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
He should have.
Yeah, that covers it.
As many of you know, I said something hateful on the air Wednesday night. Something no one should ever say. Something no one should ever think.
I think he should be ashamed of himself.
Something no one should ever feel. Something no one should ever hear. I could try to explain it or tell you about who I am and what I believe, but those things would all be excuses. The simple fact is, what I said was wrong.
Yeah, we all know that. We're way ahead of you, Tom.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Greatest home run call ever.
I used a word that is both offensive and insulting. In the past 24 hours, I've read about its history. Really? 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 Really?
I typed in the
Google
machine.
In the UK, that word means cigarette. I didn't even know that.
Wouldn't that be great if you just dropped really weird, weird facts about the etymology?
The Latin origin of the word. I had no idea. It was so rooted in hate and violence, and particularly ashamed that I, someone who makes his living by the use of words, could be so careless and insensitive. It's a word that should have no place in my vocabulary, and I will certainly never utter it again.
Fag capitals of the world.
As a matter of fact, there was once a candy called Fags Fun Sticks.
The only thing I could do is humbly apologize, accept the consequences of my actions, and resolve to be better and behave differently from now on. To the LGBTQ plus community, I'm going to have to do some homework on that. I don't know what all that means. I am truly and deeply sorry with crude and hateful language. I failed you, and I cannot say enough how sorry I am.
As if the LGBT community, I don't know.
You sterlinged out on that one.
Well, do they really, were they really sitting around waiting for an apology from Tom?
No. But, you know, I got to tell you.
Don't they have better things to fight than Tom Brenneman? Sure.
Brenneman, I mean, this guy's been around the block. He really doesn't know that that's a word to be that you should probably throw around like that.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
To the Cincinnati Reds and all Reds fans, you deserve better from me. I'll let you down and we'll work in whatever way I can to show that I'm capable of learning from my mistakes and setting an example of which everyone associated with the Reds, management, staff, players, former players, and fans can be proud of.
Even Marge shot.
To Major League Baseball, diversity is a strength in our game, and derogatory language has no place in the booth, on the field, or anywhere else.
Where?
In the booth, on the field, or anywhere else, for that matter. I'm sorry for the shame I brought up on the game that has been so good to my family and me for nearly 50 years.
And the 3-0 pitch.
I have spoken at length with Billy Bean, Vice President, Special Assistant to the Commissioner of Baseball, and an openly gay man. And Evan Millward, WPCPO TV anchorman, who've been generous with their time and their gay experiences.
Yeah, that guy wrote a
We've talked about the way they make love to other men and how wonderful. And
there's a thing they call.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
How exciting the sight of another man's penis is to these men.
Apparently,
it's like me seeing a vagina. Okay, didn't say that.
Well, there's two men and one's uncircumcised. They do something called docking. I never knew that was a thing.
I've spoken at length with Billy Bean, Vice President of the Commissioner of Baseball, and an openly gay man, and Evan Millward, WCPO TV anchorman, who've been generous with their time and patience to help me understand the impact of my actions and provided me with resources to educate myself to work to become a more informed person. Oh, he's got homework.
Wait, a radio guy named Millward? Is this the same Millward?
Did he call
No, not our Millward. So, in other words, his homework now. He just, first of all, I would think that he would go and go, I'm going to do his fucking homework. I just got fired. I didn't even get my job back. Reading his shit. Just won't say it anymore. Will there help? I'm going to start improving my understanding of, what's this, LGBTQ plus.
What does
issues?
Each word stand for? What's the plus?
Let's see, lesbian.
The plus is a letter now. I love the idea of him being so clueless about everything.
I don't know what T would be. I can't imagine. What would the T be? You could have lesbian. You could be gay. I don't even know what the B is.
What's that stand for? Lazy goof-off buffoons and transgender?
Anyway, these LGBTQ plus characters, issues, and not in a way to simply check a box to keep my job. Well, that's over. But to sincerely.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
But to sincerely have an impact and change. He's not going to. I don't think he's going to have an impact. Just saying, Tom. I immediately planned to participate in diversity, equity, and inclusion training and reached out to PFLAG for resources and guidance. What's PFLAG?
I don't know. I need to do some research on that.
I guess I got more homework.
I'll talk to Billy Bean.
I'm going to call Billy Bean right now and find out what PFLAG is.
Regardless, the United States' first and largest organization, United Parents, Families, and Allies with people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer.
Okay. Well, hopefully this helps someone. Regardless of my future holds in broadcasting, my actions have forced me to reflect on who I am and how I want to be seen and thought of. I realize it's more important than ever for us to treat each other with dignity and respect. I need to be better, and I must set a better example. I hope the LGBTQ plus community, the Reds and their fans and the people of Cincinnati can find a way to think better of me. With all the humility I can muster, I ask for your forgiveness. And there's a drive to left!
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
Oh, boy. What a miserable.
Okay, second down and 9.
I mean, I know this is crazy to say this. I can't imagine a worse 24 hours than what this guy just went through, because he did say a dumb thing. If they hadn't brought the mics up, everything would be fine. He'd be doing the Reds game tonight.
You well, gotta.
So what? Yeah, I shouldn't be.
When you're in that field,
no, I'm not making excuses for him. I'm not making excuses for him at all.
I feel way worse for John Falk.
I'm surprised that he would even be hanging out with a few people and call it that.
Yeah.
You know, I just wouldn't think he would do that.
Tell me, there's not a gay person that works on that crew. There's got to be.
Probably is.
Got to be.
Well. Okay. Should we listen? Do we have permission to hear this dispute on the No Filter Sports podcast?
As producer of the No Filter Sports podcast, I'm going to go ahead and give you that permission.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you are the network head, Drew.
All right.
So today, Eli Zarrett was actually on vacation. He decided to take some time with his lovely wife, and that left kind of an opening. You know, we have Eli, Bob Page, and Denny, who do No Filter Sports, and generally we get a guest. This time we decided, you know what, we're going to go with Fred Heumann. Fred Heumann is a sportscaster, been around for a long, 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 long time. He also has a good relationship with Bob Page.
Is Fred in Lansing now?
Yeah.
He was at WLNS, I believe.
Okay. He was here for a long time.
Yeah, but he no longer is. Mm. But Denny and Bob Page got into it a little bit. Here's just a little snippet of today's shows. Check it out at nofiltersportspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, isn't it about time we get out of here? And
No. We haven't done the mailbag, and we got Fred here.
Do the mailbag right now. Do the mailbag.
No, we're under no time constraints here. It's a podcast.
Yes, as Drew always says to Eli.
So I want you to tell everybody your impressions.
Please do the mailbag. We've been.
I want you to tell Freddie
your impressions. Hour and 40 minutes, please.
What was Mark D'Antonio like to cover, and what's going on with Michigan State football?
Stop the tapes there. Stop. Bob,
Denny, you can leave. You can leave. Go away. Go, Denny. Bye. I'll finish with Fred. Bye, Denny. Have a good fucking day. We're not, Denny.
Bob, who the fuck do you think you are?
Who the fuck do you think you are? I'm talking to Fred. Get out of here if you don't like it. Freddie, you want to answer that question, please? If you got an appointment, Denny, go. Go.
Bob, we're not going to sit here all fucking day, and I'm paying Freddie, not you, you little prick. Keep that in mind.
Fat cocksucker. I don't give a shit.
Oh, really?
If you call
now
names.
I'm a big fat cocksucker.
Yeah, you want to call names?
Fucking
I can do it
dead
too.
Piece of shit.
So this is how we roll, Freddie.
You continue to be a piece of shit. You've always been a piece of shit. It's the reason why you lost 20 fucking jobs every hour.
Right, right. So Freddie, I want to hear what you have to say about Mark
Fred,
D'Antonio.
Tell us.
As I said.
How awkward.
And then they can seriously. They continue. They do this all the time.
Wait, Fred. So Fred just answered the question and moved on.
Even Fred is used to this. He's known these guys for so long. And honestly, they don't even go back and, like, you know, hash out any arguments they had in the past. They just move forward. Like, it's nothing. Like, they're greatest friends. Wow. It's the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest dynamic. And normally, Eli is the one that kind of holds those two apart. But no Eli today, which meant...
Boy.
Wow.
They were throwing some bows. But it was a good, fun show today.
That's awesome.
Eli gets a little... he can...
Get fired up.
It's funny when Eli and Denny are angry at Bob together.
Yeah.
I find that can be pretty funny. Because Bob doesn't give up. Bob's not going to just throw in the towel. But... it gets pretty cynical.
It's even better when they were, those two were here and Bob's remote. So then Denny and Eli
yes.
are in the studio.
No, that was, well.
But they've been having a good time. Eli will be back next week.
The show's been great. I really enjoy the show. I do. I don't get to listen to it all the time because of time, but what was the topic today?
Well, I enjoy listening to a lot of these guests that these guys are getting. Yeah. They get some pretty good names, and plus they go back with so many that I end up learning a lot of little history snippets of sports in Detroit and Michigan. But today, obviously, you know, we talk about Scoobal and Mize because, you know, that's the bright future. And then Fred Heumann kind of let us know on why he got blown out because that's kind of been a little bit of a mystery.
There are a lot of blowout stories on the show. Actually, on all the shows, there are.
And we talked about Thom Brenneman, excuse me.
Okay. And, well, I want to hear more about Mize and Scooble.
In the Fernando Tatis Grand Slam.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And the unwritten rules of baseball. Those were the most, probably the most exciting 7 innings of Tiger baseball, the 2 innings Mize. That Scooble threw and the 4 and some odd that Mize threw. I mean, I've been dying to see these guys, and Paredes, too, for that matter. Who looks good at the plate? I don't know if he's had more than a hit or two, but anyway, let's see. In the entertainment world, the Thin Lizzy box set is out. And Phil Lynott, I always felt like, I feel like he never gets enough credit. I think it's pretty much the boys are back in town. People remembers that. Everybody remembers that. I think he has maybe bigger audience, bigger recognition in other parts of the world than the U.S. Although the boys are back in town was a big record. And Gary Moore was in Thin Lizzy for a while. Somebody there, not a great guitar player in Thin Lizzy, wasn't there? Anyway, it was a really solid band. And Phil was one of those bass player lead singers. He played a pretty mean bass.
Yeah, quite an underrated bass player.
Definitely. He became a very big partier, too. And he liked the ladies. And his death was really sad. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember when he died, Trudy, at all? I mean, it seems like it wasn't a big deal. Like it should have been a bigger deal, maybe.
Yeah, I was just looking that up the other day because there was a big, you know, anniversary of the statue and his birthday.
Yeah, he's from, wait, is he from Scotland?
He's from England. And but I think he grew up in, like, Ireland or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say Scotland, Ireland. Anyway, yeah, he's humongous there, and I believe his mother is still alive. And his mom, she was like the band mother, even when they got huge. And, of course, with Jailbreak and Boys Are Back in Town, they really blew up. And then the drugs and alcohol got more and more ever-present. And then it got down pretty much to he was a junkie. And he was shooting heroin into his toes. And, you know, when people get to that point, it's usually pretty bad and kind of a bloating effect and just very, very unhealthy.
It's not like intervention existed back then.
No.
But some of the early videos of him performing, he's a handsome dude.
Oh, he's a stud. No, chicks love him.
Super tall and wearing puffy shirts, but not looking ridiculous. You know,
no,
like
he was cool as hell.
Good to see you.
And it was a great band, and he was a great singer, too. But anyway, just for effect.
86 is when he died.
So he would have been 36, yeah.
Yeah, he was a young guy. I did tell Brandon if he could cue up Jailbreak for a specific reason.
Is there a particular part of it
Do we get to the Jailbreak yet? We didn't get to the Jailbreak, did we?
No, sure it's coming up.
Yeah, because the Jailbreak, actual audio from Attica. This is Thin Lizzy in Attica for, I'm not sure what they did, but they actually broke out and they recorded and put on the song.
For rocking too hard.
Probably.
Listen to that.
Gonna be trouble. Some of us won't survive.
Hey, did I talk over it?
I don't.
Go back to like 2 minutes. Go back like 2 minutes in, Brandon. Well, he's like 2:15 or so.
Well, this is Mark. I had it queued up where you asked for like the
1:37. The Jailbreak comes up at about 2:15, I think.
Well, we were just at
my trail. Oh, you want to go to 2:15?
Yeah, that's where the Jailbreak is. So I was going to take the hook into the Jailbreak, but we've heard the hook. Heads up, because this Jailbreak is loud.
Something rolls.
Heads up. That's Rikers. Rikers Island. So, I'm listening to this, and Whiskey in the Jar, too. They have a great version of Whiskey in the Jar, which was our Mickey Redman intro song, and a great song in and of itself, but somehow I got this really dumb topic, because I listened to Jailbreak because I was reading about the box set, and I was like, I wonder how many songs have sound effects in them, and so I start looking it up. And it's like, you know, money as a cash register. And
Time with the alarm clock.
Time of the Arm Clock. That was in there. There's another Pink. There's a couple more Pink Floyds, aren't there?
Oh yeah, the one with the phone, the operator at the end too.
L.A. Woman by the Doors has, I think, a motorcycle. Riders in the Storm has All That Rain. Billy Joel Allentown has that steam whistle. What's in Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls? That was on the list, but I couldn't think of what sounded.
I think it's motorcycles.
Yeah. Oh, motorcycles. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's funny. There's a whole category of motorcycle, car, and plane intros, like where that's right up at the front of the song. Leader of the Pack.
Choppers.
Had the, what song, Trudy?
The Choppers, and also in the Pink Floyd song.
Doesn't Born to Be Wild have a chopper in it? Steppenwolf?
The Leader wasn't of on the list, Pack but does, right?
Leader of the Pack, yes. Dock of the Bay has, is it birds or
it's whistling.
Every Jackal song has a chainsaw.
Oh, the Box Tops have an airplane. The letter.
Oh yeah.
Right at the beginning. Does Abracadabra have?
What about Jet Airliner?
That's got a plane in it.
Yeah.
What's Abracadabra have? Because it was on the list, and I was like, what's the sound effect in Abracadabra?
It's all just singing.
Indiana Wants Me has the megaphone and the Police. That's another bust.
Wait,
that's
what about audio. C.W. McCall?
Oh, it's got the
got a big
CB.
Old convoy. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Don't Take Me Alive by Steely Dan. Doesn't that also have a police standoff in it?
Oh, really?
I don't know. Heard it.
What song by them?
Don't Take Me Alive.
It should. Girls on Film has the sound of a camera, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's
Girls
got
on
the shutter
film.
Right in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, Angel in the Centerfold, too.
Oh, that's right. Let Him In has the doorbell. Yellow Submarine has a lot of sound effects. I can't even name them all.
Well, maybe it doesn't. I just wanted to hear it.
Oh, what about Pac-Man Fever?
Oh, man. Yeah, Buckner and Garcia, great song.
Buckner and Garcia, like they're the great team.
There's a great new documentary series on Netflix about video games.
Is it really? Is it good?
It just dropped, and I'm like four in already. I think it's called High Score, but the first one's about Atari and the making of Atari, and of course Pac-Man's in there, and they played a little bit of Buckner and Garcia. Yeah.
Rock the Casbah has lasers in it.
That's right.
What does Wipeout have in it? I mean, it's got the...
Wipeout. It's got the splash, doesn't it?
Sea Cruise has a splash. That stupid song. Summer in the City has... Is that Traffic Sounds or something?
City. I don't know.
Dun, 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 dun. Jan and Dean must have cars. Dead Man's Curve. It's got to. Because that's how, of course, we led to the climax of the movie where they were performing just lip syncing and the tape stopped backstage tragically.
Because that guy was busy smoking. And they went, whoa, what do we do? I don't know what happened.
That is the cheesiest thing ever. Now, the list also said something about Nine Inch Nails has lots of songs with sound effects.
Yeah.
I couldn't specifically think of all the songs, but.
What about Train Kept a Rollin'? Is there an actual train?
You know, I want to say there is in one version. I don't know if it's the Yardbirds or Aerosmith or there's a lot of versions of that song.
I know a lot of hip hop songs that have gunshots in them.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even get to hip-hop.
A lot of Sublime songs that have a dog barking too.
Oh, and Jane's Addiction.
Oh yeah. That, and how about a lot of people send this one in all the time.
Oh, Jane's
Black
Addiction,
Bear,
of course.
The Hot Girl Bummer that's out right now because it has one of our drops in the song.
And you want me to change? Fuck you!
Fuck!
Oh, I want to hear more drops in songs.
We don't hear any drops in songs. Hey, the age-old question, where's Hunter?
Yeah, that's right.
Hunter Biden is speaking at the DMC for the final night.
That's a bad move.
What a mistake.
Bad move.
You know, I really thought the same thing. I was like, why are they doing that? And I'm amused because, of course, I'm watching because he's on, which is really stupid.
Maybe it's smart then.
Hunter and Ashley Biden, the daughter, will...
Wait, there's a daughter?
There's a daughter. Yeah, I know. I didn't know that.
I never hear about his beau.
Where's Hunter? Well, Beau's the only... The daughter must have done something worse than Hunter, because we've never heard of her.
Wait, she has.
What'd she do?
Wait, what? This is his daughter and this is his niece?
You know what's really funny? They mentioned Biden's...
By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
Didn't she have a couple drunk...
Oh.
Brandon, weren't we talking about this?
Is that a granddaughter or daughter?
Let me look it up.
I don't remember saying
that. Well, yeah, just Google Ashley Biden. It'll come up in a second.
I might be thinking of his niece, though.
Anyway, the story I'm reading referenced that, you know, Biden's brothers could surely handle the duty, but they said there may have been some problems. And I thought, well, Frank Biden owes all that money. Remember that, the story where he shifted the gears? Step on it! Mm-hmm. Yeah. And caused that accident. And that judgment is still standing against him, and he's living in some $2 million home in Florida claiming Biden! He has no money.
So Ashley Biden, or maybe this is Caroline Boy.
Ashley got caught smoking the reefer, and she was ticketed for this. She was arrested for marijuana.
That's nothing, though. That's nothing.
Are you kidding me? The devil's lettuce? You want somebody who smokes the devil's lettuce to have a father that runs this country? Are you?
Yes.
Plus, she hung up the phone when the Post contacted her.
Well, Hunter, though, I mean, with Hunter, it never ends.
During her father's vice presidential reign, I guess, video circulated showing a woman resembling Ashley snorting what appeared to be cocaine at a party.
Uh-oh. Well,
that she got from Hunter.
Yeah, it was Caroline. Not, she's also got caught
Caroline's
stealing
a
$110,000. Oof.
Well, it was not more than maybe, I want to say 6-8 months ago that, and I can't remember where the story was. It might have been page 6 or something. They picked it up somewhere. But it was a picture of Hunter Biden driving his brand new $129,000 Porsche cool. with his new wife and his new baby.
Yeah. Biden!
And
wait, he has a baby in a Porsche.
Yes. Well, I don't know if the baby was in the Porsche, but I think he and his wife were just tooling around, and he's renting for $12,000 a month this gorgeous property just off Mulholland Drive. So he is living high on the hog, and everybody remembers that he was making $83,000 a month working for this energy company in Ukraine, which was the reason
he invested wisely.
That's why I never thought we'd see him again. But Trudy, I'm glad you said that because. He was in court after 18 months. The stripper at the strip club in D.C. where he smoked crack in the champagne room, he knocked her up. She had the baby. He said, it's not my kid. He fought his way out of court for about a year and then finally went to court. And his attorney said that he had no income. That he had zero income. And then, of course, he's in the $120,000 Porsche and the swanky place in Mulholland Drive. And he ended up settling with her. But it was just a little weird that he just said he had no income. And he's in this fancy car.
What do you do in a situation like that, though? Do you always say that you have no income? Try to argue that first?
If you want to get out of it. Now, he's never seen this child. This is his son. That he's never seen. And Joe Biden, does he say he has 5 grandchildren?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, even though he has 7.
I mean, wait, so he doesn't mention Hunter's new one?
He doesn't.
What?
He only mentions the 5 that are like teenagers.
Wait, wouldn't you think somebody would ask
5
him
plus,
about that?
Plus the brand new one, because he, you know, Hunter had 2 kids.
Yeah.
I know, but
he doesn't mention either of those?
No.
Where's Hunter?
Hunter's pretty well shut up, which is what he should have done. And by the way, he should have settled that thing with that girl. That should have never gone to court. But his brother and this suit, too, this thing has been going on and on and on with Frank Biden for all that money. And Frank Biden also claimed he had no money. Oh, I just remembered. Mm. That case where he owes all that money and damages, that was quietly settled. And they would not reveal who paid it off. So it may have been Joe Biden.
Or Hunter.
Hunter could have been Hunter.
He's loaded.
But anyway, I was totally shocked to see he'd be at the DMC. But I was just as shocked last night when I saw Kamala Harris mention Hunter. And I was like, what? I mean, I literally screamed at the TV. I was like, oh, my God. Because I didn't think he'd ever get mentioned. But it seems maybe they're trying to ease a new Hunter in on us. Actually, you know what? Put on the 11 o'clock news.
How much you want to bet, by the way, Hunter looks thinks he looks pretty cool tonight.
Oh, I'm sure he will. You know, he thinks he's hot.
He does think he's hot.
Pause it first.
After all, he is an artist, remember? He's living in that nice Hollywood home, Hills home.
Of course. Did you guys see Kamala Harris last night?
Yeah, parts of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's basically your generic speech. It was long enough to tell me it doesn't matter when I turn on the convention or which party is there. It takes about 3 minutes before I go, oh, God, I can't stand this. Because it's, you know, it's just the blowfest for Biden, the blowfest for Trump. And it's, I don't know, it almost seems unseemly to me.
Well, the blowfest doesn't work when there aren't a crowd of people to blow them as well.
Well, that's, I think Kamala Harris had a speech that was meant for a crowd. Because when she gets to the part where she says, and that's why we must elect Joe Biden, it just falls flat to me. But yeah, it's at the very beginning of the 11 o'clock news.
Does anybody ever remember these? Do you remember the highlights from Mike Pence's
no, I don't.
In 2016?
I don't remember it at all.
But I remember the Clint Eastwood chair thing.
Oh, yeah.
And Clint and
absolutely.
The balloons.
That's great.
Is
this the wrong one?
Yeah, that's not the right night, I don't think.
Did you delete it?
I don't think so. Channel 4 or Channel 7 from last night? They're both at 11. What happens is I go to watch 11 o'clock news to see what's going on locally, and I get the end of the flipping convention. So normally I just go, just breeze through it. And there was Kamala Harris, who's so pretty. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't point out that she's pretty, but she is.
Mm-hmm.
So here she is. Listen to this. She's trying to build momentum to, you know, say we have to vote for Joe.
And while this virus touches us all, we got to be honest.
Where's Hunter?
Opportunity offender. Black, Latino, and indigenous people are suffering and dying disproportionately. And this is not a coincidence. It is the effect of structural racism, of inequities in
education
versus
and systemic?
Technology,
healthcare
and housing, job security and transportation.
Ask her.
Yes, that,
the injustice in reproductive and maternal health care.
Wrong.
In the excessive use of force by police.
Wait, excessive use of force
in
the coronavirus? What is it?
Isn't that
kind of different topic?
This virus, it has no eyes. And yet, it knows exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other. And let's be clear.
She needs some water.
There is no vaccine for racism.
Clever.
We've got to do
the
work.
What in the hell are you talking
about? For George Floyd, for
Breonna. There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
For our children and for all of us. We've got to do the work to fulfill that promise of equal justice under law.
Now, I'm so dreamweaving by this time as I'm just kind of sitting here.
All of us.
Oh, boring. Boring.
The big buildup's
so we're
coming.
At an inflection point. The constant chaos.
No energy.
Leaves us adrift. The incompetence makes us feel afraid. The callousness makes us feel alone.
You'd be just, so bored.
I think I just want to say
it's a
fake.
Lot.
It just doesn't seem.
And here's the
but it's
thing.
A speech.
Look at her.
We can do better.
Maybe there's a crowd.
And deserve so much more. We must elect a president who will bring something different, something better, and do the important work.
Wow.
A president who will bring all of us together, black, white, Latino, Asian, indigenous, to achieve the future we collectively want. We must elect Joe Biden. And I will tell you, I knew Joe as vice president. I knew Joe.
It's so weird without a crowd, isn't it?
And I first got to know Joe as the father of my friend.
Bo, of course, not Hunter.
So Joe's son, Bo, and I served as attorneys general of our states, Delaware and California.
Is this the whole thing?
During the Great Recession, he and I spoke on the phone nearly every day.
Oh, and we
got together to win back billions of dollars for homeowners from the big banks that foreclosed on people's homes. And Bo and I, we would talk.
Cottonmouth would drive me nuts. I'm sorry. It's
how,
like, really gross.
Mother,
I think she and Bo might have had something going. Talking too much.
Back and forth from Wilmington to Washington. Bo and Hunter got to have breakfast every morning with their dad. They went to sleep every
with
night.
Jill slinking out the door.
Sound of his
out of the back
voice,
door, yeah.
Reading bedtime to her husband. Stories.
Reading bedtime
and
stories.
While they endured an unspeakable loss.
Who wrote this speech?
Those two little boys always knew that they were deeply, unconditionally loved.
Go home to mommy.
Did she and know
what
that?
Also moved
did Hunter
me
know that?
About Joe is the work that he did as he was going back and forth. This is the leader who wrote the Violence Against Women Act.
And the Busing Act!
The Assault Weapons Ban. Who, as vice president, implemented the Recovery Act, which brought our country back from the Great Recession.
Why he does not get credit for the Recovery Act.
I know. It's really funny how, you know, you watch this and I think it gets real dreamweavery and you kind of go, did he really, I mean, did he really get all the credit for that? But for all the problems she's talking about, and, you know, there's no vaccine for racism, blah, blah, you would think Joe Biden just arrived on the scene, but he was vice president with Obama for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And it's a little tricky, but I haven't watched much of the convention.
The virus.
So I couldn't tell you if they're having a good convention or not. Has anybody watched it?
No.
I don't watch any of them ever, did to anybody, be honest with you.
Did anyone see Hillary last night? Because I saw one line in the news. It's like,
Did she understand
so
amplified sound? Because I just saw it.
What's that?
I just saw her talking without sound.
Why is that's she what talking like this?
Did she understand
she
the
was,
amplified sound?
Let's see. What did she say? She had. I saw one
you
quote.
You need to elect Joe Biden.
I feel like she's extremely polarizing and they should not have included her. So, I know that would have been a huge slap in the face.
Trudy, that's a great point. What do they do? Because the two most poisonous people on the Democratic side are their last candidate for president and a former president former president of the country. So what do? They have to,
you know, who's pictured
they
with this?
Have both Clintons
on Lolita One. You know, the day he's speaking, and it just seems.
Sure,
but Clinton is a great speaker. I mean,
except they. This is the problem too. Is you know they want to like, hey, avoid this. Talk about this. Avoid this. But they're not going to listen to anybody because then Clinton goes up there and talks about how Donald Trump is ruining the sanctity of the Oval Office. Meanwhile, he was grabbing titties and getting blowjobs in the Oval Office. It's just, it's a stupid thing for
dresses.
He should never reference the Oval Office.
Using cigars badly.
I'm amazed that he's not more aware than that. I mean, that's kind of incredible because that's
exactly
the only thing you can think when he says that.
Exactly my point. He's not going to listen to anybody that would say, let me see your speech. Don't say this part.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that to him anyway.
MAGA.
Write it.
But, what did Hillary say? She said something about, we can't have any shoulda, woulda, couldas this time. And I'm like, wait a second. You're the reason that there's shoulda, woulda, couldas because you ran a horrible campaign. You busted. You actually, like, need people out of the way so you could be the candidate.
Need people. nobody needs to hear from her.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Then she also, and I was shocked that she does this, honestly, she referenced that she got more votes than him, which is like, okay, do you not understand? Do you need to do some homework like Chelsea Handler? Do you need to do some studying up on the Electoral College, Hillary?
Like Tom Brenneman?
Because, honestly, you know, when that happens, and it's only happened, it's happened twice recently with George Bush. And
it's still a loss, right? Losses are no good no matter what.
And with Donald Trump, where the person who got less votes won. And both times it happens, like, hey, no fair!
It's happened
you
four
know
times.
It going in.
I know.
So, whatever.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hey, what about that sweet boat that Bannon was hanging around on?
This is my second favorite story of the day behind Brenneman's apology. Because just
150-footer, man. Whoa.
I can't believe they thought they would get away with this. Do you have that story I handed you?
Yeah. Hang on.
Can you imagine what he was thinking when they held up?
I remember when this Build the Wall Fund started on GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this triple amputee who, you know, is like, oh, well, how can you be upset about this? I just was like, who really donated money to build? Really? I mean, why do we even talk about the wall anymore? Forget the wall. Just forget about it. Just forget about it. But this guy starts raising money. And within, you know, it wasn't long before I think they had 20 million or close to 20 million bucks.
It's when it hit 20 million, GoFundMe's like, hey, where are we sending this money? Because if you don't tell us soon, we're just going to refund everybody who's donated.
Well,
so he made a call to Steve Bannon.
And
then bought himself an SUV, a golf cart, jewelry, and cosmetic surgery.
Well, yeah.
And a whole lot more.
And got paid.
Yeah, got paid.
Oh, and home renovations.
And that I thought was the most interesting part of the story was they turned it into a, was it a charity or a PAC or?
501c4, so it is technically a charity. And you know, you have to lay out how you're going to spend your money. And from the very beginning, the guy, is his name Colphage? Brian Colphage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, K-O-L-P-A-G-E.
Not a 100% of this is going to the wall, not a cent for overhead. And I read the whole indictment. And in the indictment, they have example after example from like emails, social media posts where he's like, I'm not taking a penny of this. Not a penny goes to the board.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
This has been my promise. He even sent a mass email to all the donors asking them to purchase coffee from his unrelated business, telling donors that the coffee company was the only way he, quote, keeps his family fed and a roof over their head.
And, you know, he's a triple amputee. He's a veteran. I mean, you have to believe this guy. You want to. But once he brings Steve Bannon in and, you know, it becomes this super PAC. And then it becomes a nonprofit. What was it? We build the wall.
Yeah, charitable nonprofit.
And all along here, all this money is going up because the triple amputee is paid $100,000
off the top,
$100,000 and $20,000 a month. It's like a Hunter Biden deal.
Mm-hmm.
And well, not quite that good, but it's. I mean, but this is even scummier illegal. Because he claims he's not taking anything. So then. In October of 2019, they start sniffing around. What's going on with this Build the Wall Fund? And I don't know why they're sniffing around, but they were, and they struck gold because there's all kinds of bullshit going on. Anyway, once they start sniffing around, they scrubbed the part on the website where it says no one was taking salaries.
Yeah. And they also started communicating through encrypted text services.
Because
there's a lot of text. Where
what does that tell
like,
you?
This is all on a need to know basis. Anything regarding Brian, and there are a couple other things.
And so it turns out Steve Bannon took $1 million.
Yeah.
Why does Steve Bannon need $1 million? He's on a luxury 150-foot yacht today when they arrested him
because he wanted it.
Because he said he had like thousands and thousands of dollars of debt to pay off.
Oh,
really?
Why would Bannon have debt?
I don't know.
I don't believe
you know,
it.
Because these big wheels like Steve Bannon and was it Michael Avenatti, you know, who's on private jets all the time. I know. So I was going, how does Michael Avenatti pay for this? What does Michael Avenatti, how does he make this kind of money? Is he really that big? Well, no, he's not. He's stealing it from his clients.
It seems like their biggest problem these guys had was when they made the charity. Anybody that donated to the GoFundMe then had to opt in to have their money go. So they repeated the claim that none of the money is going there. And there's another guy, Boldado, who's involved, who's Bannon's buddy. In a text message exchange, they discuss how that message of not Brian not being paid a dime, how it would help drive fundraising and opt-ins by prior donors because it would, quote, removes all self-interest taint and gives Brian sainthood. So they're totally manipulating, you know, the good heart of people. I don't care what they're donating to or how you feel about it, but they're donating their money to something, now, and it's being misused.
Wasn't one of the early indicators this was going on? It was a guy who donated like $60 and then was not sure that there was even a charity that existed, and then looked it up, and it didn't.
Some of the donors wrote directly to Brian Colphage that they did not have a lot of money and were skeptical about the online fundraising campaigns, but they were giving what they could because they trusted him that he would keep his word about how their donations would be spent. Colphage also wrote to prospective donors who raised concerns, assuring donors in private messages that he is not being compensated. Which messages.
It was said from the beginning to virtually the end that, this is all going towards the cause. And then what do you know? All this money's going out and they're not properly accredited or whatever, and so now they're all in trouble. And is Kurt Schilling on the board for this too?
Kurt Schilling is on the board, as is DeVos's brother, the former head of Blackwater, Eric Prince, I think, or Eric Price. Is that, and so is that sheriff, the guy that always wears a cowboy hat, the black guy. Is it Clark? Is that his last name? He's on the board.
But here again, all this starts with GoFundMe. Is GoFundMe really a good idea? Is this, I mean, they don't vet anything.
But they did vet it. They did vet this and said, where is this money going or returning?
They do vet occasionally something really high profile like this, they'll vet. Very rarely, though. Look at all the bullshit that's gone through GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And the same thing with TikTok. You know, I was watching a story about this guy who made these videos, and somebody ends up dying. And I don't know if he murdered them or what, but he was trying to make a TikTok video. I think it was an accident. And the video goes up. And the same thing with the influencers who are having these COVID spread. They're not COVID spread parties, but they are COVID spread parties because they, you know, hey, I'm a TikTok. I'm so wacky and funny. And look at this blowout. And boom, next thing there's 500 people there. You would think, I mean, wouldn't it be nice if the platforms could help stop this stuff? But no, they don't. It's just completely, you know, anything goes, and they bear no responsibility. And here you have, whether they vetted it or not, they were bullshit. $20 million given, or $17 million to GoFundMe specifically, and it's all bullshit. Yeah. And it's all going to cosmetic surgery and boats and cars and SUVs
It was run through a shell corporation too, and they were paying Brian.
Yeah, because does GoFundMe understand anything about that? No.
Well, this is once it's away from GoFundMe. Now it's all in this charity, and then
But I mean, GoFundMe is unable to tell you if this is a safe thing. If this is what it is that you think you're giving money to.
I don't want to defend GoFundMe. But they did say if you wanted your money to go to this charity, you had to opt in. And that's when they get in trouble because they repeated that lie that none of the money, what the money was used for. Instead, money goes to a shell corporation, paid back to the creator of it for quote unquote social media. That's how they describe the invoice, in that he was a consultant.
Do you think that part of this investigation, GoFundMe, maybe, you know, was like, hey, you should check this out, possibly, to law enforcement?
Yeah, interesting. I think every once in a while that happens. Too rarely, unfortunately. Yeah. But
go ahead.
The arrest was pretty awesome, though. I kind of hope they filmed it on the yacht off the coast of Westbrook, Connecticut, where they showed up with the Coast Guard, the feds, and the postal inspectors and special agents.
That's crazy.
So
an arrest at sea?
Steve Bannon is hurting for money. I thought Steve Bannon was loaded.
I thought he was loaded, too, from Seinfeld, of all things.
Yeah, what did he do with Seinfeld?
I think he brought the distribution.
Yeah, I believe he was. Fund? But... You know, all this Weasley bullshit going on. It's sort of like
celebrity net worth has him at $48 million.
He used it to pay off hundreds of thousands of dollars in personal expenses, is what the article says about Bannon.
Celebrity net worth may be a little off on this one. I mean, but I thought he was loaded. I thought he was totally loaded, independently wealthy, and
he just spends a lot of money.
Not so much.
Did you see what Brian's wife looks like? She's pretty hot.
Oh, the Colphage guy?
Yeah.
No. She is. She's really hot.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm. What? I had a picture of her in here.
So. Maybe there's a... I hope we're not getting out of line here. Isn't there a fetish for people that don't have all their limbs?
I don't know.
I'm not saying maybe. That she has that.
I think she might have a fetish for money.
Or maybe I'm thinking about a movie. Wow, she's beautiful.
Do you still like him now? She was used in part of this, whether voluntarily or not.
Wow, is she hot.
Cloak some of it.
Mm-hmm.
So she might go to prison.
Man. Hey, his penis
there's
works.
A drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
You want to dial up Franklin Towers?
Sure.
Franklin Towers is where the hedgehog lives. And the hedgehog, and I think we're going to just maybe get in there if we can. I just want to let them know that they've got a hoarder in their building. The hedgehog, Ron Jeremy, lived in this place in that building for a long time. And he was, the story is so Weasley. You know, of course, he's in jail right now for charges of rape.
Lots of rape.
Three rape charges. And so Ron meets this woman in 2017 who says.
I saw this on Hoarders.
Yeah. Oh, it was on Hoarders?
Yeah.
It was? I didn't even know it was on Hoarders. And she is somewhere in L.A., and Ron Jeremy is filming. And so, you know, there's Mr. Big Stuff, Ron Jeremy, and it turns out he's not filming. The camera's broken. He's just trying to look important to pick up chicks.
Oh, boy.
And he has another friend there who he calls his driver. And it's all bullshit, as this girl found out. Anyway, says, hey, you want to go for a drink? And this girl's like, eh, it's Ron Jeremy. Ah, might as well. Dumb. I mean, I don't know why somebody would say that.
Why?
But she did. And he ends up saying, I got to stop by my house and drop something off. And he's gone for a long time. So she goes up to the door and knocks on the door and is like, can I use the bathroom? And she has to, like, fight her way in because there's so much shit behind the door.
Oh.
She gets in there, and there's, of course, cardboard boxes with porn overflowing.
Well, yeah, duh.
There's cockroaches. There's just crap everywhere. DVDs, just piles and piles of stuff. And she can't even get to the bathroom. So she ends up going somewhere with Ron. And by the way, he tried to get real handsy with her. He's grabbing her boobs and stuff. And she said she's pretty tough. She got away from him. But they end up going to... that was when he said, hey, come see the view on the porch of his hoarder house. That's when he grabbed her. But they end up leaving. And they went to a premiere. It was one of those things where, you know, probably anyone in Hollywood could get a couple tickets. It was for Narcos.
Oh, yeah.
And afterwards... You know, Ron is being obnoxious and, you know, completely grabby and nothing but sex. And so she trapdoors him. Oh. She said she was going to get another glass of wine and she left. So she produces this text message, which they have in the story, a picture of the text message. It says, it's 11:15 p.m. and it's, where are you? You didn't say goodbye. Call me, R. Jeremy.
So does he... I mean, how does this work? Now he's in jail.
Dallas Franklin Towers.
Do they have, like, is he still renting the place now that he's in jail?
I don't know. I just wanted to call them.
Or did they clean it out?
Well, it's probably, by now, who knows?
Deal with that?
I know. It is a disaster. There's pictures. Oh, and I forgot.
All that porn?
The best part is that when she entered this place.
Jamal, how can I help you?
It's Franklin Towers.
Yeah,
I just want to let you know there's an apartment there that's like Hoarderville. There's just crap all over the place. I just saw pictures of it. I think it's a guy named Mr. Jeremy lives there.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's in the there's a thing called the Daily Mail. And I guess Jeremy works in the porn industry, and he met this girl, and she went up to use his bathroom, and she took some pictures, and there's just stuff everywhere, cockroaches. It's so gross. So anyway, I just want to let you know that, because somebody needs to let you know that that place got to be cleaned up or something.
Okay. Well, thanks for that.
Can you take care of that?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks so much.
He's so not interested.
He appreciated the call.
So not interested.
Wow.
I think he should have. I think he should have been more appreciative.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying to help.
I'm trying to help. Exactly.
Anyway, a cockroach problem.
Ryan had pet turtles too. In this mess somewhere.
Oh, that's right. He really loved that.
Also,
pill
bottles everywhere.
For what?
I don't know.
I like turtles.
Can we zoom in on them?
Possibly.
I just wondered, is it Viagra?
I just thought it was hilarious that this woman sees, oh, Ron Jeremy's filming. How neat. And it's like, how cool. And it's like, fake camera, fake driver. And then, you know, she dares to go for a drink with him with the fake driver in the not nice car. And he's like, I got to stop by my place. And he disappears for like 20 minutes. She's like, I'm sitting in this car, this stupid car with this fake driver, with this camera that doesn't work. And so, I got to go to the bathroom. Oh, and she goes up there, somehow manages to get in the door. And what does she do? As soon as she realizes she's in the apartment of a hoarder, she gets her phone out and takes some pictures. And that's what's in the Daily Mail.
I'm looking at the pictures now. It's freaking me out.
I know. It's like, really bad.
I need to get in there and throw all of that away.
Put them up on the screen.
I mean, if we need to call him back, is there something you see that I should have told him
I
about?
I like turtles.
Well, it's really interesting. Ron, like in the doorway, like above the doorway, there's like a list of things, which I think that's just Ron to a reminder list. Because it's right at the top of the doorway.
Does it say the address, by the way, anywhere? Because we could actually call him back and tell him. We found the address.
There's an Amazon box that has a handwritten number on it, 7250. I don't know if that goes to the building and then they go.
Why don't we just let them know it's 7250.
He's got a lot of raid.
Tell them we zoomed in.
A lot of bottles of Raid.
Roaches everywhere. I know, it's so gross to think
this. Oh, look at the floor. Oh, he's got to mop his floor.
It's so bad. It's so bad. And there's plants on the kitchen table, and they're wrapping all around the legs and stuff.
Look at that now. What is going on, Ron?
But Ron's like, hey, come out and see the view on the balcony.
Oh, the only view of these dead plants.
Yeah, but I got to walk through these roaches.
The picture of him reaching for the boob.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh, wait, here's his medicine. Let's see. Oh, they blurred it out.
Oh, that's not fair.
One capsule by mouth every.
Dial them up real quick. We need to help these guys out.
I like turtles.
All day job.
There's at least four pill bottles.
Somebody needs to water the plant. Tell them that.
You tell me plants are dying.
Yeah, they are. You're right.
Worried about them because every living being counts.
And what kind of tests are these?
Probably VD.
Yeah, I think he's got some venereal disease.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, Brandon.
Franklin Towers, this is Jamal. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just called a few minutes ago to let you know there's a hoarder in your Franklin Towers there. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, and it's 7250. I zoomed in on the picture in the Daily Mail.
Stan's calling.
And it looks to me like it's 7250. Mr. Jeremy, apparently. And just stuff everywhere. Roaches. There's plants that haven't been watered, and they're growing all around the legs of the kitchen table. It's really bad.
Might actually be Ronald Hyatt. That's the correct name.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Mr. Hyatt?
No.
No? Yeah, Ron Jeremy? Never heard of that hedgehog?
Nope.
Wait, is this Franklin Towers?
It is.
Google him.
Yeah, okay. I think you're going to find you're mistaken.
And water those plants.
He's lived there for quite a while. Right now he's a little tied up. But anyway, yeah, 7250. Definitely want to get somebody in there quick.
Done deal.
Thank you.
Okay.
Call you guys tomorrow. Meters,
you know, Hugh, right?
done deal.
We need to call him tomorrow. Better be a done deal. He'll probably just lie to our face. That call coming in was Stan, by the way.
Okay, let's call him in a second. Real quick, we'll wrap up with Stan. If you're a man facing divorce, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men.
Okay, bye.
With Adam, you can get divorced. Yeah, well, okay, bye. That's what you want to say. But you need Adam first. You can get divorced without losing your house or your kids. Don't take a chance with your future. Go with the best. If you're facing some sort of dispute regarding custody or maybe a residence or your share of the residence or it gets messy. Fortunately, Adam has knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys, and they will be your advocates. Call Adam at 248-356-2326, 248-356-ADAM. They know what to do for you. By the way, Luke did not get a positive, negative COVID test yet. Luke,
oh, really? He took another one.
Oh, he's so pissed.
Wait, did he get the test?
He's tomorrow.
He's actually finished the quarantine time, so he goes to take the test, thinking I'm done, and they're like, I don't think so.
What?
Yeah, so he's got to take it. That's probably gonna be the next day. I mean, they know he's really close to being okay.
Brandon, you said you had to get a COVID test?
I have to get one tomorrow.
Why?
Because I have to get another test to take a look at my brainwaves. And in order to take that test, they got to make sure that I'm HIV and COVID-19 HIV. Negative.
Did you tell them you're HIV positive? They don't need to do that test.
No, that was a slip. I apologize. I did not mean that. Anybody who is upset with me over that, it was just a mistake. And I just want everybody to know I'm sorry.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for Stan?
Stan! Hell yeah.
Where'd it go?
Always ready for Stan. You know what we need to look into? And I think we had a phone number for him, but I don't know if he ever answered it. I don't think he did. Is Britney Spears' first husband, Jason Alexander?
Yeah, that number worked, remember? You don't remember?
Did we talk to him for 2 seconds or something?
Totally.
No, we didn't.
We talked to someone.
I remember we were really searching for him
that
for
guy.
About 3 or 4 days.
Jason Alexander is part of the Free Britney movement. Her first husband. You know, there are people protesting in front of a courtroom where Britney Spears is, I guess, debating her conservatorship. There's protesters to free Britney.
People are just out of their minds.
Stan. She can't be free.
I know.
She can't. She doesn't know how to flush the toilet. Oh. Stan!
Yeah, what the hell? I've been trying to get a call. Holy, I got to empty your mailbox.
How you doing, Stan?
Good. I'm going to be watching the Capitals and Islanders right now.
All right. Yeah, you enjoying that NHL action?
Yeah, I like it.
Now, you know, there's a lot of live sports all of a sudden. There's Major League Baseball. Are you watching baseball?
I don't care about baseball. I got to be live to watch baseball.
Okay. Now, what about the Blue Jays? Does it bother
Blue
you?
Jays?
They don't. I mean, Canada, they're not even part of Canada anymore.
Yeah. I don't like the Blue Jays.
Okay. So that's no big loss.
No.
But you were an Expos fan, I'm sure.
Yeah, I used to be.
Yeah? Mm. In the Warren Cromartie, Andre Dawson days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rusty Staub.
Rusty Staub, I knew it. LeGrand Orange.
LeGrand Orange, yes.
Yeah.
And how about Bill Stoneman?
Yeah.
He threw the first no-hitter in Expos history, I believe.
Yeah.
Steve Renko?
Yeah.
Stanny's just showing off now.
Okay, Stan, what about, are you watching exciting NBA action?
No, I don't care for basketball.
No, really?
Not at all, huh? No.
Not even
I never have.
March Madness?
No, I don't even watch that.
Wow. I'm shocked. No. Well, you like...
Hockey's my favorite sport.
Oh, you're Canadian. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Well, we were calling, Stan, because we got the word the other day, and there was not a dry eye in the room when we found out the CFL, the Canadian Football League, has canceled the whole season.
I know. That's a bummer.
Stan, what's going on? Does nobody supports football over there?
No, but the government can't even support their own country. They have to give money away to Beirut and Lebanon and everything. They'll give millions of dollars to them, but they can't do it to their own country.
Hey, did you see what happened in Beirut, though? Did you see that explosion?
Yeah, that was quite the explosion.
Wow.
What was the coolest thing you saw about that explosion? I mean, beside the fact that all the tragedy
and
occurred, I mean, just on a pure coolness basis, what did you think? What did
I thought it was pretty neat.
It was. I mean, it was mind-blowing.
Yeah, it was.
Did you hear why, like, what happened with the big explosion?
No, what I heard that it was confiscated. And it's been sitting in that building for over 6 years.
Oh, the ammonium nitrate.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
there was the welder.
There was the welder. Was this guy. Yeah.
The welder. I didn't hear the story behind it.
Everybody hates.
That was the welder's comments.
I mean, Stan, you're a pretty handy guy. Can you think of any reason that a welder would set off an explosion like that?
Well, you don't do that. You don't play around with that. That's like playing with fire.
Literally.
That's the stuff they make atomic bombs out of.
Yeah. I know. Oh, yeah.
I know. But so how does a welder get near that?
Oops. I got no idea.
Stan, what's the biggest thing you've ever blown up?
Firecrackers.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's about it.
Which size? Like the
the little baby fingers, they call them.
Baby finger? Not, you haven't gotten to the quarter sticks?
No, I know.
Oh, man.
Just
come
little
on.
Guys.
Up your game, Stan. Let's go.
Yeah.
How's Karen doing?
Oh, really good, really good.
I thought I heard her in the background, honestly, in the beginning. No. Was she clapping?
Yeah, how you guys been doing?
Pretty good, Stan. Yeah. I mean, we're upset about the CFL. We also lost Big Ten football. Yeah. That's gone. Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty tough over in the States. Everything is kind of half-assed because we haven't squashed the coronavirus. Right. And yet we're still trying to get things done. And certain dumbasses are throwing big parties and spreading it around. And it's crazy.
Did you guys watch the CFL Grey Cup game?
Last year's Grey Cup game?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did because we talked about it, I believe.
I think we watched
because we wanted to talk to you about it.
Yeah, that's right, too, yeah.
It's crazy.
I got a question for Stan.
Yeah, go ahead,
hey,
Brandon.
Hey, Stan, are you observing the United States political situation here? Do you have a favorite for the 2020 election?
No, I don't have nothing.
Do you know who's running?
What's his name? A good old buddy Trump again?
Yeah. Do you know who's running against him?
No.
Joe Biden.
Really. Love it.
Have you ever heard of Joe Biden?
No.
Yeah. he was the vice president.
Not from here, man. You shouldn't know that.
So
I wouldn't know who's running against Trudeau, but I did know Trudeau was in blackface once.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stan, was that a big deal, Trudeau in blackface? That's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah. What's his name there? Scheer, the PC guy there for... was running against Trudeau last night.
Okay, see, we don't know that.
Yeah, I would have had no clue if we didn't talk to you, Stan.
Yes.
Stan, but what is going on with coronavirus in Canada? Are you wearing masks everywhere you go?
Except Walmart. Every Walmart across Canada's got to wear a mask now when you enter.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What if you're going to get some ice cream? No mask?
No mask.
Really?
Family? And,
yeah.
Is that Karen?
No.
Oh.
Family?
Yeah. Who was that?
What?
Oh, Brandon's playing the audio.
Oh, Brandon's playing some audio.
Me too.
Brandon.
I like how quick you jumped at her voice, though, there, Stan.
Yeah.
Stan, so it's not a big deal, coronavirus? I mean, how many people have died in Canada from it?
I guess just over 300. There's another death there yesterday, I believe.
300? We've had a couple more than that.
Yeah.
About 170,000.
In the high threes, I think it is.
Wow. So do you? If you're sitting down having a couple pops and you're just talking about, man, look at those idiots in the United States. 170,000 dead. Can you believe that?
Yeah. What state is it basically from? Florida?
Florida's big. Arizona's big right now.
California.
They take turns.
I think Florida, Texas, Georgia are the most per capita now.
Yeah.
If you were president of the United States, what would you do to squash coronavirus right now?
Tell everybody to stay home.
Yeah, but we're Americans. We don't listen.
Yeah, we don't listen to stuff like that.
They tried doing Canada here for a while.
I know.
And we went 14 days here in Winnipeg without one case.
See?
How about that?
Wow.
Well,
you can do whatever you want.
That's why it made me so flipping mad. We shut this thing down, but everybody didn't shut down. Too many people had too many things to do, and so we didn't really shut it down.
It was dead here for about 2 months.
Hey,
even the traffic, the people out and everything, they actually stayed home.
Stan, in those 2 months, could people fly across Canada?
No. They got the airlines lost big time money.
Yeah.
You still see a lot of people not flying either.
Well, I never understood that. But
I love the Who.
I will understand it. So now, if are you guys having concerts yet? I mean, can you?
Nothing big yet.
No crowds. When will they allow you to go? Say, 5,000 seat arena or something like that. Is that in 2021?
Probably. Yeah. I just heard somewhere in the States, I think, I believe, or is that Georgia? The football, college football.
They're allowing like
that. How many are they allowing in the stadium?
Oh, yeah. Well, Jerry Jones in Dallas says he's going to have a full stadium, but he's not. He's not going to have a full stadium. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're saying like one for every six seats or something, aren't they?
Yeah, I heard something like that, too. I think it was 12,000, I think they said.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But college football is big in the States, right?
Oh, yes. Well, we don't have it here, and it's huge here. They already canceled our seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty soft.
Sucks.
Well, anyway, what else is going on, Stan? Anything exciting?
Yeah. Nothing much.
No?
No.
Have you looked into suing the contest people over
that
bullshit, the million dollars?
No.
No? Oh, Stan, no. I really think you should take legal action.
Yeah.
That was a screw job.
How's Karen doing? Has she been driving you a little nuts lately?
No, not really.
Good.
No.
Good. Getting out.
She took a little time off there in the beginning of the COVID, too.
Yeah. And you worked all along, right?
I worked all through it.
So you're a forklift. Are you forklift?
Forklift operator in a trucking company.
That's right.
Now, Stan, if you're off, let's say, for COVID, let's say they said you got to take 3 weeks off and Karen's off. So you guys are spending a lot of time together in the house. How do you survive that? Does it get a little testy or do you guys
get along really well? No, we've been married too long already.
It's 43
years.
Wow.
Congratulations.
What's the key, though, when you are spending a lot of time together? Do you feel that maybe sometimes you just tune her out?
No.
Oh,
I quit drinking probably about 12 years ago.
Drank to tune her out.
Yeah. I was just teasing her today. Give me a shot of that stuff she's drinking.
Do you miss it?
No, I don't. Not at all.
Really?
Oh, Karen was drinking?
Yeah, she always has a few little coolers there.
Yeah.
She can handle it. All right, Stan. Well, listen, you have a great weekend. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Andrew.
Okay, bud.
Keep in touch, eh?
You bet.
Would love to.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Stan.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you.
Bye.
That's Stan from Canada, our Canada correspondent. You know, I was just starting to talk about
Andrew. That's adorable.
Okay, bye.
That's the best. Okay, bye. Oh, my God. So good. The Free Britney movement. I mean, it's really like a movement. You can hit the outro if you want. I cannot believe that I'm looking at my TV, and every time I see a crowd of people that there really isn't a reason for, it's just annoying to me. It's like, oh, fuck.
How many people are at the Free Britney movement?
There were quite a few.
Really wondering.
Quite a few. Yeah, they all had signs. Nice. And
some things are more important than health and safety.
That is a cult. It's a fucking cult.
The health and safety of a nut job.
Every month when she gets her period, she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't know anything. She cannot be in charge of Britney. It's not about the... And they act like it's the will of the Free Britney movement. It's like, no, there's no will of the Free Britney movement. It's the will of people trying to keep her alive somehow.
Didn't they turn in the judge and say, no, I'm not turning over this conservatorship, so get out of here.
Yeah. No.
They're very difficult to reverse. Like, very difficult.
But there's always a lot of reasons. They always put up a lot of reasons why, you know, well, this is Britney Spears, and, you know, I could show you a bunch of pictures of toilets she left unflushed. I mean, she doesn't know anything. She's clueless.
She just burned part of her house down. That would definitely
she
go
did.
Against
That's
her.
Right. She did her like, workout house or something.
Her dance studio, yeah.
I mean, honestly, she's just completely clueless. I mean, Children's Protective Services, it all started when she was told that, you know, you've got to not be drunk and stoned around your kids, and you can't leave them home alone, all that. And so the police are coming, and that's when she locks herself in the bathroom nude with those two little kids, and she's screaming and crying, and the kids are screaming and crying, and they're like, oh, God, what do we do? And they basically have to knock the door down, and they're carting her away because she's still screaming. And she says this with paramedic, I'm hot. And the guy's like,
what?
What, huh? Oh, yeah, you are hot. And she's like, no, I'm hot. I'm sweating. That was really, I thought it was one of the funnier details of that story. But anyway, Jason Alexander is interested in her again. They're talking.
Oh, he's so nailing her.
And he claims that he's been trying to get back with her for 16 years, but he was never given a chance by her mother.
Well, we know that.
We'll see. Have a good weekend. Go Hunter!
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.